Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. My goodness gracious. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. There is so much stuff to talk about. Let's get going. Let's get going. Oh. And this is my last day until after Christmas. So, you know, we need to get some stuff done before the holiday, so I can take a little break with a clear mind that things are going to be dealt with. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax, and the toll free long distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. I read something the other day. that blew my mind. Can something blow your mind and stop your heart at the same time? Is that possible? Can something blow your mind and stop your heart at the same time? Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney. I can barely say this. I can barely wrap my head around, my mind around this. This is what Dick Cheney said about George Bush's spying on American citizens without warrants. Spying. No, just spying. Spying on American citizens. Dick Cheney said that the threats facing this country required that the president's authority under the Constitution be, and I quote, unimpaired. This dude is saying that George W. Bush should not be bound by any laws. Check this out. He said, Watergate and a lot of things around Watergate and Vietnam. Oh, yeah, the war that you didn't serve your country in. Right. The war that you got 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 deferments from. Okay, Dick Cheney going to give us a history lesson on Watergate. I mean, whoops, that was a slip of the tongue. On Vietnam. Why did I say Watergate when I said Dick Cheney's name? Why you think? That was a slip of the tongue. All right, Vietnam. Here's what he said. Here's what Dick Cheney said. That Vietnam during the 70s served, I think, to erode the authority. I think the president needs to be effective, especially in the national security area. So let me get this straight. Dick Cheney is saying that he's twisting our country's history to mean that the brakes that were put on, what history revealed about corruption of power, that the brakes that we put on, the safeguards that we put on this country, that we put on our government, as a result of what God revealed to us about how absolute power can corrupt, does corrupt, absolutely, Dick Cheney is saying that was wrong. That slowed down the ability of presidents to do what they need to do. Dick Cheney is looking you in the face and saying that the safeguards that were put on the absolute corruption of powers were wrong. We need those. We need, well, shoot. Bump that. And you know he didn't say bump because that's not how his mouth works. Bump that, Dick Cheney said. The president should be able to do what he wants, when he wants, how he wants, and nothing should stop him because that's what the word unimpaired means. Unimpaired. Jesus. Who? Jesus. Unimpaired. Do you hear me? That's what Dick Cheney is telling us. That's what he's telling us. That George, and I want to underscore this. Dumbest kid in the class. ADD. illiterate, doesn't read a newspaper, doesn't watch news, watches ESPN, goes to bed at 10 o'clock at night, intolerant, doesn't like black people, brown people, red people, white people, doesn't like folks. This man should be unimpaired. Unimpaired. Are you scared yet? Are you scared yet? My Lord. My Lord, my goodness. Are you scared yet? 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Unimpaired. That's what he should be. Whew. Car phone.
Yes, Sam. Do you know what program they're talking about, what NSA program they're talking about, and how long it's been used? When they're spying, what you're calling spying on people?
No, I do not know how long it has been used. I just know that a judge stepped down from his job because he did not know that that they were going without getting warrants. And he said that he was very, very uncomfortable with that. So, no, I do not know the number of years.
Okay, do this for me. Google 60 Minutes, February 27th, 2000.
And I will Google that for what reason?
Because what you're going to see is the program, the formerly, well, I guess it was the same person talked about it before. In 1999 and then 2000.
You're talking about George W. Bush?
Well, no. It's what it's called is Echelon. It's a surveillance system that's actually, we're not the only ones doing it. It's being done by four other countries. Just look it up.
No.
And then read it. It'll take you like 5 minutes. It's a 60 minutes interview.
Okay.
And
what
you will see is, I mean, I think it will shed a little bit of light of what's going on and what I believe the media won't tell you.
Okay. Now, give me the date again.
February. All you have to do is put it in, Google it, 60 Minutes, space, February 27th, 2000.
Okay.
Now, significant date of 2000 is it's before George Bush got into office, before 9/11. Before Iraq, and look at it, and look what Steve Cross, I believe he's still on 60 Minutes. Look at his interview, and look what it says. It's a transcript from an interview, and read it. It takes 2 minutes. You could probably do it during a break.
All right.
And then I'd like you to come back and talk about what you read.
Okay. Well, all right. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. I mean, that's the program.
All right. Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake up call. Good morning.
Hi, Leah.
Good morning, Dallas.
Have a nice holiday
vacation. Thank you. I will.
Oh, good.
I will.
Oh,
you have a nice one, too.
Last week, you know, I called down there to the board about this retirement thing that they support, whatever this is, they supposed to be building. You know, they kept shifting me from one person to another. Nobody knew nothing.
So what y'all going to do about it?
I don't know. I have to talk to some more people.
What y'all going
to
do about it?
I don't know. I have to talk to some more people because I don't understand why they're saying they don't. Well, this is the first we've heard of it. I don't understand that.
Well, if somebody told you that it's the first they've heard about a building that's being built, they lied straight to you.
I see. I'm sure they did.
Because there was a board meeting last week.
Mm-hmm.
So there was I guess you didn't make
maybe
it then.
Maybe they just didn't want to talk about it. I don't know.
Well, what y'all going to do about it? That's your money.
Yeah, that's your money. I'm going to talk to some other people about that. Listen, Liz, do you remember, was it this week or end of last week? I don't remember. There was a lady that was murdered by the police. Out in the county somewhere. Did you hear about that?
Okay, you got to tell me more. I know.
Supposedly she had a shotgun. And
a woman from Wildwood.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, we were talking about this last night, and I brought up the statement and said, the one thing, you know, they never mentioned whether she was black or white or what, anything about this woman. They just murdered this woman. But the one thing that stood out in my mind was, they said that they tried to tase this woman.
They're right.
And they couldn't tase her because she had on a heavy coat.
Yes.
Well, now, if they got that close, Liz, to tase somebody, to try to tase them, why couldn't they have apprehended her?
I don't know how the taser works, if the taser works at a distance or if you have to be up on top of them.
Well, I was under the impression you had to be. They said they couldn't. They had the taser and they couldn't get. They couldn't make any contact because she had on a heavy coat.
I got that. But what I'm saying is that I don't know if there are some taser weapons where it comes out of the gun like a projectile and tasers people. There are some tasers that are close-up tasers, absolutely. Those are the ones that we've seen on television.
Mm.
But I do not know if there is a taser weapon that there is an item that comes out of the gun like a projectile at a distance.
Yeah, well.
So I don't know.
I think.
Because I agree with you. If it was a taser where they could get on top of her, then why didn't they tackle her?
But
I don't know. The question I would have is that if there is a weapon where the taser allows there to be some distance between the person that they're trying to tase and the gun.
Well, you never heard any more about this case.
Okay.
And I was just curious as to why they couldn't. They're saying they had to kill her because she had a shotgun. I don't understand why the police can never wound anybody.
I mean, I can't understand. Here's the thing that I think that would change everything. If the police, after they kill somebody in a situation like this, if they would come to people and they would say, you know what, I felt that I had to do this. I'm sorry for the loss of this person, but this is what we do, and we're sorry for the loss of this person. They don't ever apologize.
Never.
They never apologize. They call people thugs. They call people bad guys. They call people all kinds of names, and they never admit to the fact that this was another human being, and they never show any empathy or they never show any human connection to this person. You wouldn't have a lot of the bad relationships between the police department and citizens if they would show some compassion about what it is that they do. Instead, all they show is violence, that is us against you. Well, they act dictatorious. That's what they do.
The only thing they show any kind of compassion
is when a police officer.
One of them gets
exactly.
Hurt.
And that is unacceptable. Your life is no more damn valuable than my life is. And how dare you say that it only matters when you all die. It matters when anybody dies. It matters when anybody dies.
Well,
and I got a rope.
I'm willing to bet you for them to have shot this woman as many times as they did, I bet you she was a black woman.
No, ma'am.
Because they say
no,
she
ma'am.
Wasn't from that area.
She's a white woman.
She was white?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm shocked.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. Shirley, good morning. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Two quick points on this eavesdropping thing.
Mm-hmm. Spying.
Spying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think the caller was referencing to an interview in 60 Minutes about this echelon. Well, the thing is, this echelon, from what I understand, what I remember of the interview, is owned and operated by the Israelis.
Mm-hmm.
And now the second point, you know, they're hearkening back to Bill Clinton, and saying Bill Clinton did the same thing.
And he did not.
Well,
Bill Clinton, first of all, he didn't. And second, if he did it, he was wrong, too.
Well, the thing is when did Bill Clinton become the herald of truth to these people? You know, this guy, they dogged him for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Everything he did was criminal act. Now, how dare they come back about anything with Bill Clinton? Well, Bill Clinton did it. Bill Clinton said it.
Well,
these people are despicable.
And, well, Steve, you were a child once, right?
I think I was.
Okay, did you have any siblings?
Yeah, okay. I'm from a large family myself.
Okay, so if your brother was doing or your sister was doing something wrong and your parents caught them doing wrong, would it have been a defense to say, well, Steve's doing it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's never
a defense. Somebody else is doing it.
Yeah, it's never a defense that somebody else is doing something wrong. They've reduced truth and lies into partisanship. It's truth when a Republican does it, and it's a lie when a Democrat does it.
Yeah, and
come on.
People make America stink. I'm telling
yeah, they
you.
Do. Yeah, they do.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
I got to go to work.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone. Chris.
Hello, Liz.
Good morning.
I just wanted to tell you about those tasers. You do have the ones that you commonly see, the handheld ones, you know, that just have the little open end and have two prongs on each side of them. Then you also have, like, the police-issue kind that it's like a gun, and it do shoot out, like, these little three prongs that kind of latch on to you. So if she had on a heavy coat, you know, that thing would have just
bounced
onto the heavy coat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they give you like I want to say about 5 to 8 feet range.
Right.
And that's it. And the more that they squeeze on that, that's what sends that those electrodes to you.
Okay, that's
all
what
right.
I thought. Thank you, Chris. We're gonna take a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about.
Good morning. 32 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We'll look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Pier 1. Northbound 55 from Imperial Main to Bayless, no problems at 40. Eastbound 44 from the Mraz Overpass all the way into Barrie looks good. Eastbound 40 from Long Road to Spady looks good. Eastbound 70 from 370 all the way to the Blanchett Bridge, no problems there. Northbound 270 at Gravoy, there's already heavy volume going on. Westbound 270 from Riverview to New Florissant looks good. Eastbound 40 at the last Missouri exit, the Broadway exit is closed as well as the ramp. You can use 11th Street to get around that area. Eastbound 70 at Route 79, that traffic is already lighter than normal. Westbound 5570 at Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect slow traffic. Westbound 64 to 5570 split, look for normal traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way on to Laclede's Landing, you can expect normal traffic there as well. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge, those ramps are looking good. Route 141 at Helfrich, look for, that's north of 44, those signals are on red flash. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Pier 1. At the Pier 1 holiday sale, it's never too late to get the perfect gift for the perfect price. Save up to 50% on gifts you won't find anywhere else or get a Pier 1 gift card. But hurry, time's running out. Pier 1, life more interesting. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Mostly sunny today, a high in the lower 50s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low around 40. Friday, partly sunny, high in the mid-50s again. Friday evening, partly cloudy early in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight. A 40% chance of rain with a low around 40. Then on Saturday, rain likely colder with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 26 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 29 under clear skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
You're listening to Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU Radio, 920 on your AM dial and at WGNU.net.
You want your preschooler to be ready for school. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is ready to help you prepare your preschooler not only for school, but also for life. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center is an outreach of Trinity Tabernacle Assembly of God in Bridgeton. Your child, age 2 to 4, receives a non-denominational Bible curriculum with Bible stories, songs, arts and crafts, plus lessons in numbers, science, arts, and phonics to help prepare him or her for kindergarten. Your child will also grow personally, socially, educationally, and spiritually every day as a unique individual created by God. Call Christine at 314-291-8839 to learn more about Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center and to register your child. Open Monday through Friday from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Trinity Tabernacle Child Development Center, 11950 Mark Twain Drive in Bridgeton, 314-291-8839. Serving the community since 1979. We're waiting for your calls at WGNU. From the local calling area, just dial 314-454-0400. If you're calling long distance, the toll-free number is 1-877-920-WGNU. If you are calling long distance from a car phone or want to use a particular name on the air, please let us know when you call. Get into Talk Radio with a Difference. That's Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes, and after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I had the knowledge and most importantly the discipline to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby back to me.
The Christmas tree is ready. The candles all aglow. But with my baby far away, the good is a mistletoe. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
Santa, bring my baby.
Please make these reindeer hurry, when the time is drawing near. It sure won't seem like Christmas.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Our government spies on us. Our government spies on American citizens without warrants. This is huge. This is huge. How huge is it? A judge, a federal judge on a court that oversees intelligence cases, has resigned. U.S. District Judge James Robertson resigned Monday from FISA. He had served 11 years. And why did he resign? He resigned because he believes that the court, the FISA court, has been tainted by Bush's 2002 authorization. He said that, or no, he didn't say that, this is what associates that are close to him said, told the paper. Any
time. And here's the interesting part. The crazy part, the real part. George Bush said in 2004 in April. What year is this? This is 2005, right, Howard? 2005. George W. Bush said in 2004 in Buffalo, New York, on April 20th, and I quote, "Any time," this is Boy George, "any time you hear the United States government talking about wiretap," now you hear how dysfunctional that sentence is, clearly this is Boy George. "Any time you hear the United States talking about wiretap, it requires a wiretap requires a court order." That's George W. Bush. He stumbled his way through that statement. Now, the snarly old man, Dick Cheney, he's so snarly, he can't even open his mouth wide. His face is affixed in a permanent sneer. His lips never open up more than a fourth of an inch to snarl something ugly, illegal, and nasty in your direction. George W. Bush says, "Any time you hear the United States government talking about wiretap, it requires, a wiretap requires a court order." 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. New York Times revealed last week that the secret NSA program has been involved in eavesdropping on thousands of American citizens. Sam, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Liz.
What's on your mind?
Speaking of that taser, are you talking to a person that actually got tased while in handcuffs sitting in the back of the police car? And what happened, what led up to it was arrested for a stop sign violation. I was supposed to have ran a stop sign. And as I explained to the officer, I had. And I had already parked my vehicle when they swooped around the corner on me. And then they finally put my lights on. He told me, "Well, the reason why we stopped you is because you ran a stop sign around the corner." And I told him, "No, sir." After going through all of that there, and I didn't take the ticket quick enough for him, he placed me under arrest. They had called seven more vehicles for one person now. And at a time that's supposed to be half and half, it was like 13 white folks standing out in front of me as I sat in the car. And I said, "All you white folks for me?" "Oh, well, mister, he's black." At that point in time, I didn't realize that one of the officers had shot me with the thing. So I told him before he shot me, after I looked down at my shirt, I said, "I have a heart condition because I was treated for coronary artery disease. Know that fool tased me anyway? Twice." Then they removed me from the police car and put me in the paddy wagon. So they're supposed to have a range of, 150 feet for those prongs to come up off of there. And they have two different types. One has a 5,000 volts and another one has but it's two different companies that make those things.
All right. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Bye-bye. 454-0400 is my phone number. Ed, on a car phone.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Okay. You know, our friends, the Republicans, have been touting since Bush has been caught. You know, they pulled the covers over him about eavesdropping on Americans. They've been touting, saying that Clinton did it and Jimmy Carter did it. And they've been releasing a statement about the two former presidents. Well, yesterday, Andrea Mitchell, she put up the entire thing, and in each case, the entire statement said that they were required to get a judge approval before, but the Republicans didn't release that part of their executive order.
Well, Ed, I don't think that they should have.
I don't think that they should have, because if they want to be consistent in their lies, they wouldn't.
I just thought when you said lies, I was just thinking about what they've released, you
uh-huh.
know, and they've only released part of the wordage of the executive orders, and then when Andrea Mitchell put it up last night and released the full context, each executive order stated that it was only supposed to be for foreign, you know, things, and if it was a domestic thing, they had to get a federal judge to okay it within 72 hours.
That is why this judge quit.
And I, you know, but all these people are trying to say, well, Carter and Clinton did it, but these guys are such, well, you said it correctly, liars. That they have been lying to the American public. And this is what you get when you have a one-party system that controls everything. You have no check and balances on the party that is in power or the president.
And we have to also say that when you have Democrats that 100% of them signed on to the Patriot Act without questioning it, when you have Democrats that capitulated on so much stuff, a lot of this has to do with the failure of the Democratic Party, the cowering of the Democratic Party.
Oh, yeah, because right after 9/11, if you remember, when they started out with all of this crazy legislation and people put up a little fuss, the politicians, particularly the Democrats, were afraid that if they didn't go along
with it,
they would be perceived as anti-American they call people. But it's just interesting how they've lied on the two former presidents. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break, folks. I'm Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. I'll be back.
You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
The award-winning Global News can be heard in its entirety next week at this time.
Has Steve Franklin been on your mind? Join him online at WGNU.net.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger with a personal invitation for you to join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on WGNU. It is so great to be back in the St. Louis area, and I'm looking forward to talking with you here at Radio Free St. Louis about your personal, work, and family problems and issues. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA, that's 1-800-DR-LAURA, and let's take on the day. Join me, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, 2 to 4 Monday through Friday afternoons on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Fiction. Classics.
What to get for the person who has everything?
Mystery. Horror.
Bargain Books has 50,000 Christmas gifts for under $20.
Westerns. Zane Grey.
Books and more books. Plus videos, magazines, and even DVDs.
Mythology. Psychology.
Open 7 days a week. 20% discount on Sundays. Mention WGNU and get a free book.
Travel. Children's
Bargain Books at Bargain Books South, 1877 Old Highway 94 South in St. Charles, across from St. Charles 18 Cinema.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call, Liz Brown. Living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Yeah, Liz, what's the name of that book that your guest, Tuesday, the teen sexual abuse? And the author.
Okay, I will get that information to you right now. Howard, could you hold that? Or Howard's going to put it up on the screen for me. Invisible Girls. Invisible Girls is the name of the book. And I actually, you know what?
What?
You know what? I need to give away one or two of those books today. I need to give away a couple of those books. Thanks for reminding me.
But what's the author's name?
I will get that to you in just a second. Howard is typing it up on the screen for me as we speak. Her name is, I'm going to let you go, okay? But okay. I'll give it to you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And her name is Patty Feuersing. F-E-U-E-R-E-I-S-E-N. Feuersing. Patty Feuersing is her name, and the name of the book is Invisible Girls. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. This is Jesse Todd, Agent War Committee Man. How you doing?
Jesse Todd, good morning.
What I'm calling about, this is a sad day when Cheney votes to, and the Senate votes to cut social programs.
That's
like
right.
Medicare.
That's right. Student loans.
Mm-hmm. Food stamps. And then they're funding a war.
That's right. Isn't that something?
$400 billion. We could at least cut that in half, and have all these vacant houses taken care of. Out in the ward I represent, we could have excellent school. These schools could be opened back up. All kinds of good things could happen. But what do? They blow our money up in smoke.
Mm.
And then getting back to, I did attend that. That board meeting of the St. Louis retirees to represent myself as well as my constituents. And first of all, the meetings are not very open. You know, you have to write the question, and then you have to submit it, and then they submit it back to you. A lot of procedures. That was my first meeting, so I'm not an expert on it. But the point is that I'm not going to say what we're going to do, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to do whatever I'm going to participate and do whatever the majority of the people want to do. Let me just say that, and I'm going to have some input on what can happen. So I'm going to be perfectly frank. I'm going to do everything I humanly can do, as well as work with the people who are willing to do something. However, there's a meeting in February where the membership meets. This is called the Retiree Chapter, the second Monday in February. And so my suggestion, first of all, I would say we're going to have to mobilize this. We're going to have to people are going to have to just start acting and hitting the street, let me be perfectly frank, as well as other strategies that I'm not going to disclose at this time because I want to work with other people.
All right.
But people are going to have to really.
Absolutely.
And this can be won. This can be stopped. But it's not just St. Louis. The transit workers in New York City, they're trying to take that pension. They're trying to take pensions from the working class throughout America.
Y'all better be able to fight for it. Y'all
right.
need to fight for it.
So it's not just us. I'm calling on your whole listening audience, the working class, and those progressive people who want to save other people and save themselves. Because this is not, they're getting us today, but tomorrow they will be trying to still be stealing from other folks. So it's not just one target. So this is just a handful. It's just some greedy people. They want to get it all for themselves and don't want to leave anything for the masses of people.
Thanks, Jesse.
And thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. Charles, good morning.
Yes.
Yes.
Liz. Yes. May your day be blessed. A constant listener to your program.
Well, yours too.
All right. So I want to ask you one question. This is Forced Into Freedom.
Forced Into Glory.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Forced Into Glory. You go to the Legacy, right, down on Delmar?
I know where it is, yes.
Right. Do they carry this book? Do you know that?
I don't think that they have it on their shelves, no. I don't think so. But
okay.
And I don't know if they can order it for you or not.
Right.
So, but the name of the book is Forced Into Glory by Lerone Bennett.
Right, okay. And then the second question was, a couple of weeks ago, you was talking about a movie called The Siege. Did you say this was one of the better war movies?
It's a very good movie. It's a how do I say this? It's a action movie, and it has to do with it has Denzel Washington in it, Annette Bening in it. I can't remember his name now. But it's a very good spy. It's a spy movie. It's an intrigue movie. It's about what our government does behind our backs. It's a very good movie.
Thank you. I'm a veteran, and I know what the government do behind our backs. You have a blessed day.
Take care of yourself. 454-0400 is the phone number. Mike.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I believe most mainstream America is not worried about being spied on, because they probably got this mentality where if I don't belong to a terrorist organization, then I shouldn't have nothing to worry about.
Well, I think
George Bush is being beaten up on and
I don't know.
Ridiculed.
Let me point to some things that I think that kind of suggest that that's not necessarily completely accurate. We now have Republicans and Democrats coming out and saying that they've said that, a Republican hasn't said this, but Democrats are using the I word, using the impeachment word to talk about George W. Bush. They are coming out and saying that this is wrong. And I think that one of the reasons why these Democrats that have been so willing to sit on the sidelines are too scared to get up off of the sidelines is because they are hearing from their constituents that this is unacceptable. I know that, Mike, I think you're absolutely right that there's a group of Americans out there that really think that don't trip on it. They are so confused that they think that their right to privacy has to do with whether they want to do something illegal. It has nothing to do with your right to privacy. So there are a group of people out there. But I think if the Democrats do what they are charged to do, most Americans will find this unacceptable. That the government can spy on you when they want to spy.
All George Bush has to say is, I'm protecting you, and they down for whatever.
We'll see. We'll see.
I did call Laquia Gash yesterday about the surcharge.
Yes.
And they claim they don't know nothing about it.
Well, here's what's happening. Laquia Gash, well, their tail for telling you that, because here's what's happening. Laquia Gash has gone to the Public Service Commission. They have asked for the right to have a surcharge on your gas bill. If you use less gas than that doesn't, if you reduce your gas usage so much so that they don't get the 3% profit that they want the right to be able to have a surcharge on your bill. And that's going to be a hearing in front of the Public Service Commission. I believe it's next week.
Oh, okay.
Ain't that some stuff?
Yeah.
Ain't that some stuff? Thanks for your call.
Happy holidays.
You too. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy everything. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
Ms. Brown, you know this trial of Saddam Hussein?
Yes.
You know, it may be a trial of Saddam Hussein, but the jury going to be the world against America. It's because when you look at the peoples that have went under the power of the Europeans, I take right here in America, you know, about the black peoples here. What is it that they are doing to Saddam Hussein over there that they didn't do to the black Americans here? They dropped bombs on churches, but they said it was a group of people. They were the Ku Klux Klan, but yet and still, the government didn't do anything until we went out and protested years later and prosecuted these people. When you're talking about over there that the United States now is moving the prisoners from Saddam Hussein and putting them in different countries to be tortured, they was doing that to American, black Americans here in the cities. You know, you get arrested, and they would move you from one precinct to another. Your families couldn't even find you. You would have to get lawyers to try to find them. They would take you to the different precincts where a crime had been committed and have you on a lockup. Nobody could find you. The same thing happening to those people over there. What the United States is doing to those people, they have did it to Americans, black Americans, and other countries they have went to.
Thank you so much. I gotta go. Great observation.
Right, thank
Thanks for your call. We're going to take a break, folks. I'll be back. Stay with me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White.
No pension!
The chapter of New York City transit workers, this is day three of the strike that put buses and subways in park.
It's just the inconvenience of getting up so early. You have to get up 2 hours earlier than normal to get to work.
I go with both parties. I mean, like, you know, you can't get mad at the union, but yet you can't get mad at Bloomberg for what he's doing. I think he's doing a great job.
Mayor Bloomberg has called the strike selfish and illegal. Union leaders are due in court today. More from ABC's Sonia Crawford.
The strike is taking a financial toll on the men and women who operate New York City's subways and buses. They're already being docked 2 days of pay for every day they're on the picket lines. Now the city's trying to get a court to fine them $25,000 a day.
If you're flying somewhere for the holidays, airline passenger screening rules ease up as of today. ABC's Mike Von Fremd is at the airport in Dallas.
I'm looking at the magnetometers here at the DFW airport, and today travelers can now pass through the airport security checkpoints with screwdrivers, pliers, and scissors. They have to be small, but the Transportation Security Administration has determined that as long as the blades are less than 4 inches, they are no longer a threat inside a plane.
A prosecution witness testified that when he was 8, his family was tortured by Saddam Hussein's regime. At his trial in Baghdad, the former Iraqi dictator is repeating claims that he was abused by American guards. 6 more months of the Patriot Act, the Senate approved the extension late last night.
Many of us felt that there was a way to strike a balance that guaranteed the safety and security of America without endangering our basic rights and liberties.
Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin, the House considers the extension next. Bipartisan rock and country, a band of D.C. lawmakers will play for U.S. troops in places like Iraq and Afghanistan. The Second Amendments, as they're called, say they're not about politics, just rock and roll. This is ABC News.
Sir, what is your name?
Dave.
Well, Dave, you're scaring the other passengers. I have to ask you to remove the ski mask.
I have to filter out the bad air. Some of those people look terrible.
Sir, the ski mask.
Okay. How do you stay healthy breathing airplane air?
I take Emergency every day. The powder in the little packets, loaded with vitamin C, B vitamins, and essential minerals. Just mix it in your water.
It's fizzing.
That's Emergency. It gives your immune system a boost.
I gotta get Emergency. Until then, could you just drop my oxygen mask?
Emergency for life. Find it in the vitamin C section.
My name is Sarah, and when I was about 17, I started Fry Farms. I sold our first load of pumpkins to a local Walmart. And one by one, my brothers came home from college to join me in the business. 10 years later, we're selling millions of cantaloupes, watermelons, and pumpkins that can be found in Walmart stores across the nation. Walmart appreciated the quality of the local produce, and the rural communities have thrived because of our business with Walmart. It makes me feel great. I love it.
One Santa is spreading Christmas cheer with cash.
What are you doing in England? Mind your own business!
A mystery Santa is placing Christmas cards containing about $50 U.S. on the windshields of cars that have parking tickets on them. Besides the cash in each card, a note that says, "Don't let this ticket spoil your Christmas. Here's the money to pay it off. Merry Christmas, the parking ticket Santa." 14 drivers say they've received the gifts from the unseen Father Christmas. Daniela Bellata, ABC News.
It was good enough for Mel Gibson in Braveheart, so a high school football player in Jackson, Missouri, wanted to honor his Scottish heritage by wearing a kilt to a school dance. The principal said no and denies a claim that he said he couldn't have students looking like clowns. More than 1,600 people have signed an online petition calling for the principal to apologize. Nathan Warmack, the student, says another school official joked the kilt was okay with him as long as he wore something underneath, and he promised he would. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, a 25-year-old St. Louis man is in custody after a shootout and 3-hour standoff with police. St. Louis Police Chief Joe Moqua says the incident began yesterday morning when Tony Williams entered a home near Beacon and Lillian in North St. Louis. When police arrived on the scene, Moqua says gunfire erupted.
He does have a gunshot wound to his lower back. He fired a number of shots at officers who responded for a 9/11 call. There were shots exchanged. We set up a negotiation, and when we finally did, he surrendered.
Williams was taken to an area hospital for treatment. He will face charges of assaulting a police officer, along with an outstanding warrant for a weapons violation and violating a restraining order. No one else was injured in the incident.
The new pastor of St. Stanislaus Koska Church will celebrate his first Mass in St. Louis on Christmas Eve. But according to the declaration of excommunication by Archbishop Raymond Burke, Father Marek Bozek will be committing a grave sin by presiding over Mass. Bozek met the St. Louis media for the first time yesterday. The St. Stanislaus Parish Board, along with Bozek himself, have been excommunicated in the ongoing dispute over control of the parish's finances. An appeal of the excommunication is being prepared. Finally this hour, Governor Matt Blunt is taking steps to help low-income Missourians pay their winter heating bills. Blunt is supporting an emergency supplement to fund the state's heating assistance program. He is asking the General Assembly to approve a more than $6 million supplement bill to fund Utilicare. Blunt says with the high cost of natural gas, some steps need to be taken to help people pay their heating bills. He says funding this program is an important first step and notes that this is the first time the program has ever been funded. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Rhodes Furniture Closing Forever. Rhodes Furniture is closing forever December 28th in Baldwin, St. Peter's, and Hazelwood. Last chance to name your own price. Nothing reasonable refused. Final 6 days to save. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Bryantmeyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We're looking at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Pier 1. Northbound 55 between 270 and Germania. Everything's on the move. Eastbound 44 from 141 to 270 looks good. Eastbound 70 from 370 to 270 is flowing freely. Northbound 270 at Marshall, look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound 270 at West Forest and heavy volume a little slow, and then in the right lane at 170 exit. Westbound 5570 split from 4th Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 between 5570 split looks good. And westbound Kingbridge traffic from the 5570 split all the way on the Laclede's Landing, very heavy volume in your 7 a.m. commute. Northbound Route 3 at the ramp to the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic there. 141 at Healthridge, there's a report of signals being out, that's north of 44. Also Craig at Villa Dorado, look for a tree in the roadway, so use caution. Westbound 70 at 94, there's road construction, the left lane is closed. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Pier 1 at Pier 1 Holiday Sale. It's never too late for the perfect gift at the perfect price. Save up to 50% on gifts you won't find anywhere else, or get a Pier 1 gift card. But hurry, time's running out. Pier 1, life more interesting. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Mostly sunny today, a high in the lower 50s this evening. Partly cloudy with a low around 40. Friday, partly sunny, high in the mid-50s. Friday evening, partly cloudy, becoming mostly cloudy overnight. A 40% chance of showers with a low around 40. Then on Saturday, rain likely, colder with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have clear skies, but there's some low-lying fog in areas and 27 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 29 and fog there. So use caution if you're out running around. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off off my Christmas list. Boom, 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 boom. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. If you believe in me, Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Tonight.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I am Liz Brown. Our number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Also, if you have any questions about my guest, if you want to get some information about any of the guests that I've had on the show, there are two ways you can do that. First, you can go to the archive at whiterosesociety.org. Secondly, you can go to my page, lizbrown.com, my website, lizbrown.com, lizzbrown.com. You will find information about the shows, who the guests were, the links to whiterosesociety.org, and also some links to additional information about the guests and the authors that I've had on, the books, etc. And in a little bit, the Conestoga is going to be opened up on the Wake Up Call, Liz Brown, lizbrown.com website. The Conestoga is going to be open for you to do some shopping. I think you're going to like some of the things that we have there. I think you're going to like a lot of the things that we have there. I'm very excited about it soon, very shortly, within just a few minutes. You're going to be able to get your shop on at the Conestoga at lizbrown.com. Oh my goodness. So take advantage of that. Check out lizbrown.com. Check out the website. We have a whole lot of things going on the website. And also I want to use this hour. I think I'm going to give away some books. I think I'm going to give away some Because We Care packages. And you know what? There's a Because We Care package that's been sitting here for about 2 weeks that someone hasn't picked up. And we're going to have to put a kill date on how long Because We Care package sits here and waits, because there are too many folks that want the stuff in it. So if you haven't picked up your Because We Care package, you need to come pick up your Because We Care package. I have a couple of other things I want to share with you before I do that. Let me tell you what eternity has to offer. Let's go ahead and try to do some of that, because there are so many things that people can do during this holiday season, and I want to give you as many options as possible. Because that's what I do. Everybody celebrates differently. Everybody uses their time, makes decisions about how their time is going to be spent differently. And I want people to have as many options, because that's what life is all about, right? Having choices of things to do. And I'm very, very excited about what eternity is, a choice that eternity Delhi is going to offer up for you. Check this out. Saturday, another wonderful, wonderful cooking class, a holiday menu at Eternity. Collard greens and veggie coconut sauce, creamy candied yams, a roast stuffed with cornbread dressing, macaroni and cheese, and strawberry ice cream pie. You can make all of that $25. Learn how to cook healthy. Learn how to cook. An empowered cook is what you will become, because you'll be able to give your family choices that they didn't have before. Everything doesn't have to be about me. And here's the way to make it happen. Take care of yourself. Go on down to Eternity Deli and Saturday from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. Eternity Deli. Learn how to cook collard greens, creamy candied yams, roast stuffed with cornbread dressing, macaroni and cheese, and wonderful, and here's the dessert, strawberry ice cream pie. All of this the vegan way. I know you don't want to miss this. Come on down to Eternity Deli. For more information, call 454-1851. 454-1851. That's this Saturday. I'll be there. It was wonderful last week. You'll enjoy it. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. Lavinia, good morning. Good morning.
Yes.
Yes, Lavinia, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. And listen, I'm calling about this gas company, estimating the bills. You know, last summer they came out and installed a device on my meter called an ARM, supposed to be an automatic reading meter, that they still estimated my bill. And I think, you know, they're always going to overestimate. So I sent them $150 with a note telling them that since they estimated my bill, I estimated how much I owe them. And because I don't want to be piled up, you know, with 2 months.
So there.
I think we all should do that. Now, you mentioned that there's going to be a hearing through the Civil Service Commission.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to know, do you have any information on exactly when that is? If not, I can call the commission and find out.
You know what? I don't have the information right in front of me. I do not have that information, but there will be a hearing. I believe it's next week.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it's next week.
Well, I'm going to call. I think that we really should get that out to
yes,
the people,
ma'am.
Because we should flood them.
Yes, ma'am.
Because it is not right, because I keep my thermostat down low to fade gas.
Okay, I do too.
Yes.
I keep mine way down low.
Right.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
It's a $300 bill.
Lord.
And so that's why I just sent them a check for $150 that I estimated my bills as you estimated it. How much I owe you.
And when you get yours straight, I'll get mine straight.
Okay, now, what can we do about this Bush's spying thing? Would it help any to write our congressmen? Or?
It always helps to write your congresspeople. It always helps to call. Now, remember, one of our senators is up for re-election. It's not Kit Bond, it's Jim Talent. Jim Talent is
right.
up for re-election, and it's going to be a hotly contested election.
Right.
Now is the time to get on over to Jim Talent
and say
that this is unacceptable, that you want hearings.
Right.
You want hearings on this, and you want to know what his position is on this.
That's right.
So
right.
that get to Jim Talent. Jim Talent is the perfect person to get to right now.
Okay, then.
All right now?
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Take that. Take that, 454-0400. You estimated yours, I'll estimate mine. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get to me. D.
Good morning, Dr. Brown. I love that gas lady. I love that gas lady. You know, I was thinking, I was talking to one of my mentors, and she was telling me about a pension. You know, the pension, the people that's getting this pension money taken out, the pension participants,
mm-hmm.
they should file a class action suit
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
regarding their accounting and finances.
Uh-huh.
And it could start with one person.
That's right.
Don't just sit here and wait and see what everybody else is going to do. They better get on that because their money's going to be gone.
That's fact.
And then I wanted to tell everybody about the two police that beat the black school teacher in Louisiana got fired.
Very
good.
Very good. Very good.
That was on the horse backing up the horse to the camera.
Yes.
He got a 120-day suspension.
Very
but
good.
But I want him to get fired, too.
Very good.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Brown. Okay. Happy holidays.
Happy everything.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy everything.
Thank you.
All right, 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And the guy who was the manager for the Walmart March store. Let me run the story by you again, so in case you missed the story. The man that was the manager at the Walmart store, where there was a man of African descent that was the head of human resources for the largest roofing manufacturer in the country, over $1 billion worth of business that this company does. This is down in Florida a few weeks back, and this company wanted to spend the normal $50,000 that they spend on gift cards at a local Walmart. The man that was in head of the human resources normally sent his secretary down to purchase the gift cards. She was on vacation or whatever, so he went down to purchase the cards. He took a check for about nearly $20,000 to buy gift cards. He took the check down to Walmart. Walmart took the check from him. They left him waiting 2 hours as they tried to verify the check. He had his work ID, he had his driver's license, he had the number to the bank, all of that stuff. The manager at Walmart didn't believe him. He finally got tired, went in to grab his check from them. They said, just a second. He turns around, and lo and behold, there are two sheriffs coming at him. They grab him. He says, why are you putting your hands on me? This is how we treat people that pass bad checks. We treat criminals like this. You see, Walmart, the manager, had called the cops and said that this black man was trying to pass a bad check. The cops came, stayed for about 5 minutes and said, there's no crime here, and they left. The guy took his check, and the manager said, have a nice day. Ooh, I don't know how he stopped himself from clocking him. I don't know how he stopped himself from clocking him. He did. He went and he talked to his boss, the president of this billion-dollar business. That's billion-dollar business. His boss called and talked to the manager of this Walmart. The manager of this Walmart hung up on this, on the president of this billion-dollar business. The main Walmart called and apologized. We're sorry. This people shouldn't be treated this way. We're looking into it. The manager of the Walmart store never called, never apologized. The billion-dollar business took their money and said that they will be buying their gift cards from Target from now on. Well, as I said at the time, and as many of you said, this man should have been fired from his job. Ain't no question about it. He should be fired, and there should be something in his jacket that says a word that I can't say on the radio about the type of man that he is. Well, I guess they listened to the wake-up call, because he's been fired from his job. They still shouldn't buy anything from Walmart on GP. They just shouldn't buy. You shouldn't buy anything from a store like that. Not with all of these pending lawsuits of, it's not just him. We know it's not just him. We know. It's just not the treatment by this one person. But they fired him. And the number that you guys can call, switching gears here, about the Laclede gas, calling down to the Public Service Commission to say that you are opposed to, Laclede gas says that we want to have a charge on your bill if you use too little gas. Well, I want to be able to charge you if I don't make the amount of money that I want to make too, but I don't get to charge somebody to assure profit. Do you know a job where somebody can be assured of profit? Do you know a company that has a right to profit? Well, yeah, Walmart. Well, yeah, but they steal it from you. Here's the number that you can call down to the Public Service Commission. 573-751-3234. 573-751-3234. Call down there and say, H-E double toothpicks, no. No. No, Laclede gas doesn't get, no. No. 573-751-3234. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. Give them a Merry Christmas. I have about 50 phone calls a person. Ho, ho, ho this. Because the answer is no. In a, what is it? In a word, no. 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 Murray, good morning.
How you doing? Liz, I have an uncle that works at Walmart, the new one over on Hanley Road.
You have a what?
An uncle.
Okay.
Well, this is not unusual. He has told us some stories that are really fascinating to me. It's not out of line with what's going on with today. It's very much in line with what's going on today. But he has told me that most of the black people over there, they are firing. And some of the black management has quit. Most of the black management has quit. And the
why?
Well, there's a racist attitude, and they're starting to put all of the, or most, a lot of the white girls, they're starting to put them in of management.
Well,
and treat them, even though they're not managers, some they're treating, the associates, they're treating them like they're managers.
So what are some of the other stories about how, of the issues of race and how racism expresses itself at the Walmart over there?
Well, some of the things that he told me is that they're, one of the things that they're doing is that they would say that they're not productive, not doing the work, and they would bear down on this person and put them in the apartment by themselves and have them doing the work by themselves. Now, when they have different shifts, so on the different shifts, they would have two or three people in the apartment. And then that one person in the department on his particular shift. And so they would say they're not being productive. And it caused that person to put so much stress on them, either quit or they find a way to write them up.
Okay. All right. Keep us apprised.
Yes, I will.
Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Craig.
Hello.
Yes.
Liz, good morning.
Good
Merry
morning.
Christmas. I want to call about Mr. Fred Hill passing. I don't know if anyone called in.
No, I didn't know. The Fred Hill, the firefighter?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Bless his heart.
Yes. Next Tuesday at Archway Funeral Home from 9 to 11, the visitation and the funeral will follow the visitation.
Very good. Thank you for that.
Yes, and all of you all have a happy Christmas.
454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. Car phone.
Yeah, Liz. A couple months ago, I went to one of those hearings for that rate increase for the clean gas.
Yes, how was that?
Well, what they do is before they have the meeting, they tell everybody, oh, we're having a little informal meeting. If you got any questions, you can ask them now. So the people, they'll ask the questions, they get their answers, and they leave. But you actually have to be sworn in to testify. And by the time they had this little mini meeting where it's all off the record and they can say anything they want to because it's not because you haven't been sworn in, you know, the people all leave.
So this the stay. The what your people should do is when they come, they should stay.
They should stay. They should get sworn in and testify.
Very good.
Because it's not a matter of record. They can say anything they want to. They can lie all they want to, you know, and it's not a matter of record.
Very good.
They haven't been sworn in.
Very good. Thank you for that.
Fearless.
Bye. Bye-bye. 454-0400 is the phone number. And the phone number down to the Public Service Commission is 573-751-3234, 573-751-3234. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, Liz. How you doing?
Hi, Craig. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Very good. Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. Merry Christmas. Happy everything.
Thank you, Liz.
All right. What's on
Thank
your mind?
You. Okay, I wanted to call in and thank you for the interview you did Tuesday on the sexual abuse of the young girls.
Yes.
That was very good and very needed, Liz.
Yes, and I really want to do, I want to do more on that, because after reading that book and thinking about some of the things that the author brought to it, there is so much. We need to have a longer conversation about that.
Okay, and also thanks for the Because We Care package that I won.
Okay.
I won the one with Sundown Towns.
Yes,
in it.
You did. Yes,
and,
you did.
It was really nice, Liz. There was so much stuff, and I was like, "That's early Christmas present."
Isn't that a big book?
Yeah. Oh, it's a great book. Yes. I started it, a little of it, and now I have it off to the side, kind of like a treat.
Okay.
Later.
Okay. I know the feeling. I do that with my books too.
Liz, I really wanted to say thanks and happy holidays, everybody.
All right. Take care. Congratulations. We're going to take a break, folks. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Morning, St. Louis, 31 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by AutoZone. Northbound 55 between 270 and Germania, expect normal traffic. Eastbound 44 from 141 to 270, no problems for report. Eastbound 70 from 370 to 270 looks good. Northbound 270 at 44, that traffic is lighter than normal. Westbound 270 at West 4, some heavy traffic due. Then a little slow in the right lane at the 170 overpass. Westbound 5570 to Poplar Street Bridge has returned back to normal. Westbound 64 from 5570 looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic between the 5570 split all the way onto Laclede's Landing has returned back to normal as well. Northbound Route 3, those bridge approaches to the Poplar Street Bridge are clean and clear this hour. Westbound 70 at 94, there's road construction. The left lane is closed. Old Halls Ferry between Dunn Road and Whisper Lake. Crews are widening the roadway, so you can expect some delays there as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by AutoZone. Is your car's check engine light on? With AutoZone's free loan-a-tool service, you can find the source for the problem with their engine code scanning tool. To find out more, visit AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday, Christmas Eve. Look forward to mostly sunny skies today, high in the lower 50s. This evening, partly cloudy, low around 40. Friday, partly sunny, high in the mid-50s. Friday evening, partly cloudy, early in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight. There's a 40% chance of showers with a low around 40. Then on Saturday, Christmas Eve, rain likely colder with a high only in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 29 degrees with a little low-lying fog. Otherwise, it's clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 29 as well with clear skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This year, give the gift they're sure to enjoy and hopefully share. Give the gift of bread from the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard. Stop in and sample a gift before you buy. Mention WGNU or this program and receive $1 off any purchase.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
As the temperature outside starts to dip, the ASPCA reminds you to think about your pet's safety and recommends the following guidelines to protect your companion animals. Keep your cats inside. Outdoor cats can freeze, become lost or stolen, injured or killed. During the winter, outdoor cats sometimes choose to sleep under the hoods of cars where it's warmer. Before starting your car, you should bang loudly on the hood and wait a few seconds to give the cat a chance to escape.
Never let your dog off the leash on snow or ice, especially during a snowstorm. Dogs frequently lose their scent in snow and ice and can easily become lost. More dogs are lost in the winter than any other season, so make sure they always wear ID tags. Thoroughly wipe off your dog's legs, paws, and stomach when they come in out of the sleet, snow, or ice. Salt can irritate paws, and antifreeze or other chemicals could be toxic if ingested. Visit www.aspca.org for more information.
Diabetes is a killer. After I was diagnosed, I had no pain. I didn't feel sick, so I didn't listen to my doctor. Then it struck. I had a heart attack, then a stroke, and I was only 49. If only I'd known. If only I'd listened.
The complications of diabetes often go undiagnosed and are far more serious than you might think. Most people with diabetes also have high blood pressure and cholesterol, which can cause severe heart damage. In fact, 2 out of 3 people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. But you can reduce your risk of heart disease and stroke by lowering your blood sugar, blood pressure, and cholesterol. Learn how. Call 1-800-DIABETES for your free diabetes survival guide. Choose to live.
It's not too late. Don't let diabetes destroy your life.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
My baby is cold outside.
I've got to go away.
My baby is cold outside.
This evening has been.
I'm hoping that you drop
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands there just like I.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to that fireplace roar.
So really I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no cash to be had out there.
I wish I knew
rising
how
light,
to
now.
Break the spell.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if I move in closer.
Baby, it's cold outside. Oh, I love that song. I love that song. 454-0400 is my phone number. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Whew, we have much to talk about. Let me get to some of y'all. 454-0400 is the phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning. First of all, I want to wish you and yours a joyous holiday.
You too.
You're welcome.
Happy everything.
Thank you. I wanted to know, I know some of your listening audience remember when Dubya, illegally spied on members of the United Nations under the using the National Security Agency. He placed bugs inside of the, I think it was the French. Germany and Russia had them and planted bugs in their rooms, their hotel rooms, and on the phones, and then strategically placed around the assembly room.
Well, you know, when it gets good to you, you can't stop.
And so that just said that since Congress didn't raise any issues about it, nobody said much.
Okay, it's just like a parent. If, you know, your child's smarting off to you and you're not doing anything about it and they keep smarting off and they keep, you know, if you don't stop them, nobody else is going to stop them.
And just like in the history of the United States, nobody has spied on the American citizens until now, especially illegally, and no one had ever planted bugs around the strategically planted bugs around the assembly room, the United Nations, and bugged their hotel. That has never been done, and nobody raised a stink about it. So, like you say,
you know, if you don't stop him, you know, he gonna keep doing it because that's his.
That's just the way the kids
that's
are.
It's his nature.
It's
that
nature.
Is his
in
nature.
In their nature.
All right. Thanks.
One other thing.
Okay.
I know you mentioned, we're talking about Walmart. Some one of your listeners or callers are talking about Walmart. And I want to know, did your listeners hear about, first of all, they have another lawsuit against them. There was a man, a customer allegedly stole something and ran out of the store. And you couldn't imagine if any employee of the Walmart would chase down a suspected thief and murder him. They killed the man.
Stop it.
Killed him. Beat him to death.
Stop it.
Employees now.
Jesus. Lord, you need to stay out of that store.
It's just, and also.
And it's not about the fact that this man was stealing. It is about the mindset of those who chased him down.
Yes.
The person who chased him down, what had he been told? What had he been souped up in? Because it takes a whole lot of will to kill somebody with your hands.
And it wasn't just one employee. It was more than one.
Jesus. It takes a lot of will. You have to raise the question of what were these people souped up into?
Their mindset, yeah. And one other thing. I think it was reported on your show that they have those chips in all of their products.
Yes. RFID chips.
Uh-huh. And now they have it even at the pharmacy. And this one person said that he believes that one of their pharmaceutical meds that he took, he swallowed one of those chips. He said because his big toe set off his alarm at home.
So, all right. Bye, okay. Chris. Bye, Christine.
Bye-bye.
454. You had me till then. 454-400. It's my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. Reverend Graham, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you? Happy everything, Merry Christmas, all of that good stuff.
Same to you.
All right now.
I'm still missing St. Louis. I was moved almost 2 years ago to Northwest Missouri, up in the Pony Express district. I, you know, left the church and moved to superintendent position.
Yes, sir.
And I'm getting a full diet of Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity.
I'm going to pray for you, Reverend. I'm going to pray for you.
I'm in withdrawal right now. But I'd like to, give you kudos for your show.
Thank you.
Your program and the music selection.
You like that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, now.
Do you have that one? I think it's Santa Claus Blues.
Who's it by?
I didn't know. It's a lady. Oh, I can't. You played her quite often when we was here.
Okay.
But I think of it, I might give your producer a call back or either email it to you.
All right, that sounds good. Now, you know you can catch me on the net. You know you can listen to my show on the net.
Right, that's the only way.
All right.
You know, I'm so far out in...
Pray for you.
But I get an opportunity. I'm listening now. I'm here in St. Louis, but I'm listening on the computer also.
All right now.
But we really appreciate it, and you keep up the good work. I'm not going to get into the politics with Dick Cheney and Joy this morning, but, you know, I get an opportunity to speak to them about him, but I always do it in a positive light with some of that stuff that he said.
Well, you know what? I would like to hear what that is, because how you put a positive spin on this, I would like to know.
Well, you know, in those situations, I always bring the part that he, you know, puts into it, and they can see how stupid it is.
All right.
But everything is seem to be going good. We still missing the St. Louis, and I'd like to just give the greetings to all of your listeners.
Reverend Graham, thank you so much for calling.
All right.
Take care of yourself. Be safe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake-up call.
Well, good morning, Liz.
Yes.
Today is my birthday, so Christmas is right around the corner.
Today is, what is the day? The day?
December the 22nd.
The 22nd, all right.
Yeah, so 3 more days of Christmas. But anyway, I was sorry to hear about Fred Hill. His relative had told me he was very sick. And recall fever. As long as Alderman's was being recalled in North St. Louis, it was no problem. But now it's spreading to South St. Louis. The 24th Ward just recently recalled their Alderman, Tom Byer. So now there's being breaks put on the process. So it's going to take 6 months to gather signatures only so you can recall an Alderperson.
The law has been passed, or is that legislation that's pending?
It is going before the voters, and they will have to decide because it's going to be a charter change.
I don't think it'll pass.
I don't either.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. We're going to take a break. This is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to us. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me.
Update can be heard in its entirety at this time next week.
Relax with an old friend. Janet Jimenez shares places and spaces with you at WGNU.net.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Hi, it's Kevin.
And Sue McCarthy.
Of the Travel Planner Show. Every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4 here on AM 920 WGNU.
If you have a travel question, we'll try to find the answer for you.
Tell a friend and tune us in 2 to 4 Saturday afternoon on AM 920 WGNU.
Dell computers for only $200? Yes. Fully upgraded? Yes. Fully guaranteed? Yes. Where? JD Computer Sales and Service. Call 314-210-1760 or stop by the Frieson Flea Market at 7025 St. Charles Rock Road this Friday and Saturday from 9 to 9. JD Computer Sales and Service. Gotta get one now.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Good morning. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Liz. How are you?
Very good morning.
Well,
Happy holidays and happy
everything
to you.
Happy everything to you.
Hey, reason why I called you on this deal with the Public Service Commission?
Yes.
There's an 800 number you can use.
Excellent.
1-800-392-4211.
4211. Very good. 1-800-392-4211.
Yes, ma'am. And I called them myself, and I said, now, look, here's the deal. You basically are putting a screen door in a submarine that, you know, you're telling people to conserve on one hand, but then turn around and tell them if you do conserve, we're going to penalize you.
That's right.
I asked them, you know, I was being facetious about it. I said, well, now, look, if you use more, do you get a discount then?
There you go.
They didn't know what to say.
Yeah, I bet they didn't. I bet they didn't.
Well, Liz, you have a wonderful holiday season.
Barry, thank you so much, and you too, okay? Much love to your family.
Thank you, and likewise to you too.
All right, take care. 454-0400 is my phone number. Jean, good morning. Jean? You're on the wake-up call.
Liz.
Yes.
Christine with the toe.
Are you still laughing about that?
Yes. That lady is so funny.
With the toe setting off the alarm.
Liz,
yes,
you have a happy holiday.
You have a wonderful holiday.
I shall. Too.
Much love to your family.
Much love to you, dear.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, no problemo. All you have to do is punch in revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Check out the website at lizbrown.com. That's lizzbrown.com. You missed a show, that's okay. WhiteRoseSociety.org has all of the shows archived. And the website tells you what the shows are, what they contained, and some additional links. So you got a twofer right there. So get on over to lizbrown.com. We hope to have the corner store open up momentarily to get. There's a wonderful, oh, I'm so excited. There's a wonderful, wonderful T-shirt that I think that everybody should have. Everybody should have. It's incredible. The design is absolutely incredible. My name is Liz Brown. Let me get to you. Clarence, good morning.
Hello.
Yes, Clarence.
I'm one of your new listeners.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. And I wanted to tell you this. A lot of people don't know this, but there's more things on having to reach over your own philosophy. And there's gods and angels and that works around this planet that people can control and use for their own deeds and stuff. And people don't realize that they're using witchcraft, and that's why we got a lot of problems today, because they use witchcraft against each other, demons, and the demons trying to destroy this world.
You know, I'm just trying to deal with the demons that are in the White House.
And in the Congress, and
the ones that are passing these laws, the ones that are letting them pass these laws, the ones that are shutting up when these laws are being passed, the ones that aren't speaking out when they see wrongdoing. If folks would just do that, you wouldn't have to worry about anything else.
I think you got that wrong, Liz. There are powers in this world that you can fight these demons that a lot of people don't realize. They've been around for years, but a lot of people have written them books We're really from a highly advanced civilization, and we were brought here by extraterrestrial beings. They planted their seeds in this planet.
Okay. All right, Clarence. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Well, you know, I do have to say this. I do smell brimstone every time anybody says Dick Cheney's name. I don't know what that means, but it can't be good. 454-0400 is my phone number. Let me just drop this on you. The number of black folks joining the Army continues to plummet. The percentage of African folks of African descent who signed up for active duty service fell from 24% in the year 2000 to 14% in the year 2005. That's the lowest percentage since 1973 when the draft ended and the all-volunteer military began. Huge. Huge. That's a huge. In the past, people of African descent have enlisted at higher rates than their overall percentage of the United States population, which is they were enlisting at a rate of 12.9%. And now they're saying that these trends may spell trouble for the military, particularly the Army, that has depended upon people of African descent to meet its recruiting goals and re-enlistment targets. Why aren't black folks joining the Army? They know what's going on over in Iraq. They know what's going on over in Iraq. They fell from 14%. The recruiting rates fell to 14% in the year 2005. Folks understand what's going on. Folks understand what's going on. Let me just do this eternity thing before we leave here. I just really want you to have this opportunity. Looking for something to do this Saturday. I know some of you have Christmas holiday things that you're going to be doing. For those that have some little extra time, Saturday morning, come on out to Eternity Deli and take a cooking class with me. We're going to have a wonderful holiday menu. Collard greens, creamy candied yams, roast stuffed with cornbread dressing, macaroni and cheese, and as a dessert, strawberry ice cream pie. How good is that? It's just in the Central West End. It's just from 10 to 12 for $25. Come on down. You learn how to cook in a way that your family will live longer. Vegan cooking tastes wonderful. Learn how to do it. Just to have another something to put on your holiday table. Just sneak it on your holiday table. They won't know. Call them at 454-1851, 454-1851, or come on down. $25 for the class this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. I'll see you there. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Yes, Liz. The news is that this big Republican lobbyist, Abramoff, he's prepared to name 60 House members, most of them Republican and most in high-profile posts that got in on the bribes, the money, the corruption. And one last thing, Liz. Cheney did what he done best. He said he hates all social programs, and he provided the vote yesterday to cut Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and student loans. Thank you very much, Liz. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. I'm Liz Brown. We have much to do, much to tend to, much business to take care of. And don't forget, today is my last day until next Tuesday. So happy holidays to all of you. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy everything. I'll be back in the next hour. Stay with me.
Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed.
next year I could be just as good. If you check off my Christmas list,
boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. Flying somewhere for the holidays? It's okay, as of today, to carry on things like your cuticle scissors. ABC's Mike Von Fremd explains from the Dallas airport.
Since 9/11, the Transportation Security Administration says that it has confiscated more than 11 million sharp objects that passengers have tried to take aboard planes. But the TSA says that now that cockpit doors are reinforced and more air marshals are on planes, it wants to focus more manpower on what it considers the more serious threat, and that's stopping a bomb from getting on board a flight.
Some lawmakers and flight attendants are critical of the relaxed rules. The Senate compromised late last night on the Patriot Act, voting to extend it for 6 months. ABC's Jessica Yellen has the view from the White House.
The president says the Senate's late-night compromise on the Patriot Act is far from over. The work there is not yet done. Democrats claim that the law intended to give law enforcement new powers to fight terrorism compromises Americans' rights. But the president insists it keeps the U.S. safe from new attacks and should be made permanent.
President Bush leaves for Camp David and his Christmas break today. Your senator may be home by now, too. After the late-night vote, Majority Leader Bill Frist said,
Merry Christmas to you all. We're out of here. Thank you.
Millions of New York commuters are coping with a third day of a city transit strike.
I don't have transportation. I don't have money to pay a taxi. But yesterday I take the taxi. They charged me $50 to go away to Manhattan.
The mayor has called the strike selfish and illegal. He may have something to say soon. Union leaders are due in court today. Claims of abuse from both sides in the Baghdad trial of Saddam Hussein. Another prosecution witness testified about how his family was tortured under Saddam's rule. And Saddam himself claimed again that he was abused by American guards. U.S. officials deny that. This is ABC News.
Toyotathon is back, and it's time to treat yourself to cars that enhance your journey through life, SUVs that make every gallon count, trucks that prove the impossible is possible. Check out Camry, America's number one selling car, the rugged Tundra, and 4Runner with an available V8. The place is your Toyota dealer. The time is now. Treat yourself today. Toyota, moving forward.
Camry claim based on Arnold Polk & Company total new passenger car registrations for calendar year 2004.
If you're an adult age 65 and up, you've probably heard about the new prescription drug benefits available to you with the new Medicare Part D. You've probably also got a lot of questions. Your Save-On and Osco pharmacists have answers. With your questions resolved, you can begin to review and choose the best options for you. Enrollment is from November 15, 2005 through May 15, 2006. Before you choose a Part D program, get information you can count on from your trusted partners in health, Save-On, and Osco pharmacies.
A restraining order involving David Letterman, lawyers for The Late Show host, are fighting an order that's been filed against him. ABC's Alex Stone has the story.
It's The Late Show with David Letterman.
Colleen Nessler of Santa Fe, New Mexico, claims David Letterman used eye expressions, code words, and gestures on The Late Show to convey his desire to marry her and train her as his co-host. To the surprise of Letterman's attorneys, a Santa Fe judge granted the woman's request for a restraining order against the comedian. Letterman's lawyers say celebrities deserve to have their rights protected when a fan becomes delusional. Nessler also claims Letterman forced her into bankruptcy. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An elderly woman in Germany hit a lottery jackpot, but she didn't believe it. Lottery officials asked police to visit her and assure her that the sizable win was for real. An inspector says they were finally able to convince her to celebrate her good fortune. She should have the money before Christmas. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, donations are being accepted for the family of an Alton police officer hospitalized after a crash. Officer Sam Riney remains in critical but stable condition after a collision with a suspected drunk driver Monday night. Orville Sherwood of Brighton, Illinois, is charged with aggravated driving under the influence. Officer Riney and his wife are expecting their first child in spring. Donations can be dropped off at the Alton Police Department or sent to the Sam J. Riney Benefit Fund at Cornerstone Bank, 200 East Homer Adams Parkway, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Governor Matt Blunt is asking the State Department of Natural Resources to issue another order to Ameren UE as the fallout from last week's Reynolds County Reservoir breach continues. Under the new order, Ameren will be required to take more action to address concerns about the removal of debris and sediment at the scene of the breach at the Tomsawk Hydroelectric Plant. Blunt says the state will make every effort to ensure the environmental integrity of the Black River and Johnson Shut-In State Park. Finally this hour, Governor Blunt and the St. Louis Regional Health Commission are meeting to look ahead to the future. In a meeting yesterday, the Health Commission discussed ways to improve the community health network and thanked the governor for the state's help in trying to provide care for the underserved. Robert Fruin, the CEO of the Regional Health Care Commission, explains how the state helped.
Instead of spending a chunk of our Medicaid dollars that would go to the hospitals and acute care, we actually invested in primary care and preventative care. Medicaid typically doesn't allow that to happen, so we need the state to allow us to do some flexible things in our communities so we can get this done.
In conjunction with the federal government, the state helped secure between $23 and $25 million to be allocated to this cause. In addition, the Health Commission announced that pharmaceutical company Pfizer has donated $10,000 toward improving health literacy. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by International Star Registry. This holiday season, give an amazing gift that will last a lifetime. Name a star after someone. To order, visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sowers traffic and weather. Sowers traffic is sponsored by Pier 1. Northbound 55 between Union and 44, normal traffic. Eastbound 44 from 109 to the Merrimack River Bridge looks good. Eastbound 70 from K to Blanchett is running smoothly. Northbound 270 from Tesson Ferry to Big Bend, nothing to report. Westbound 270 from Chain of Rocks all the way to Washington Elizabeth, nothing to report there as well. Westbound 70 at 94, look for road construction. The left lane will be closed. Westbound 5570 at the Popworth Street Bridge. You still have heavy volume going on there. Westbound 64 at the 5570 split looks good. And westbound Kingbridge traffic from McLeese Landing, nothing to report there. Northbound Route 3 on the approach to the Popworth Street Bridge, everything is on the move. Route N at Mid Rivers Mall, there's an injury accident report. St. Charles Rock Road at Marshall, there's an injury accident report. And Maystown at Koch, look for an injury accident. That's over in Waterloo, Illinois. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Pier 1 at the Pier 1 Holiday Sale. It's never too late to get the perfect gift for at the perfect price. Save up to 50% on gifts you won't find anywhere else or get a Pier 1 gift card. But hurry now. Time is running out. Pier 1, life more interesting. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Mostly sunny day, high in the lower 50s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low around 40. Friday, partly sunny, high in the mid-50s. Friday evening, partly cloudy in the evening. Then becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a 40% chance of rain. The low should be around 40. Then on Saturday, rain likely colder with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 31 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Fields reporting 30. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU. Boom, 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 boom.
Just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful
good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me.
Boom, 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 boom.
Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry. Tonight.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. Living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
My turn?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Liz. Liz, I'll ask you a comment on something. If you have a neighbor that poisons your plants, kills your shrubbery, and you report it and they deny it, what's your best alternative, especially after the police have come and then they say, well, it's your word against her, and then as soon as they leave, she says, I'm sorry, but she goes right back to doing it again.
And how do you know she's doing it?
Because she admitted it in front of her husband.
Well, you know, there are all kinds of things you can do. You can set out cameras.
Oh, okay. What else?
I would set out cameras.
Okay, thanks.
You know, I mean, that catch him in the act. I mean, the fact is catch him in the act. Anything else is illegal. You know, anything.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend anything illegal over the air.
I understand.
But put out some cameras. Cameras are so cheap nowadays. You can go to Radio Shack and get some very inexpensive, cheap cameras to watch your stuff. That's not hard to do at all.
Okay.
That's easy enough.
Have a good day.
All right. 454-400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning. Good morning. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. It was a bad day for George W. Bush yesterday. It was a bad day. They didn't get the, they had to bring Dick Cheney kicking and snarling back from the Middle East where he was in the midst of a big old lie. No, there's nothing worse than interrupting the devil when they're getting ready to lay a big whopper on you. Nothing worse than that. So he had to come back and break a tie on the spending bill. That had to be embarrassing to them. Spending bill. Tax cuts. And they still had to bring the snarling old man back from the Middle East. I'm not talking about Saddam Hussein. I'm talking about Dick Cheney, that snarling old man back from the Middle East. Then the Patriot Act. Who blinked on that? Who blinked on that? George W. Bush said that I don't want any extension. Bill Friss, and maybe he's just consumed with his own corruption charges, and maybe that's why he said what he said. They both said, we're not going to have any extension on this Patriot Act. We want it passed, and we want it passed right now. Otherwise, these terrorists are going to kill all of us. Huh? Huh? How the... Huh? The terrorists are going to kill us without the Patriot Act? No. What's going to kill us is the Patriot Act. Let's be clear. Let's be clear on how and when death is going to come. It is not going to come from them. It's going to come from us. But he lost that one, too. Apparently, they gave an extension. George W. Bush said, I want drilling in pristine wilderness. Huh? You want to drill in Alaska? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Huh. No. In a word, no. He didn't get that either. What do they call that? A trifecta? A trifecta? Triflockers? I don't know. I mean, he didn't get what he wanted. Was a bad day. He didn't have but a half a minute to do a happy dance over those poll numbers, did he? It wasn't a good day. Then the judge stepped down from the secret court saying, you know what? I don't want my name to be associated with this mess. Yeah? Huh? What'd he say? What did the judge say? Bump this. Bump this. You ain't going. I ain't going down with the kid, not the kid. I ain't going down, no sir, no sir, no sir. Bump this. I'm out of here. I'm out of here. Wasn't a very good day for Boy George. Lord have mercy. Gonna be choking on some pretzels and falling off some couches tonight. Whew. Whew. Wonder what time he went to bed last night. 7:30. 7:30, soon as the Rugrats got off, George crawled into his bed. Wasn't a very good day. Bet he's cussing and fussing somewhere in the halls of the White House today. Wasn't a good day. We have all kinds of people. People are using the I word. People are saying the I word. Impeachment. Impeachment. Well, I guess another way of looking at, in all fairness, maybe George isn't choking on any pretzels. Maybe he isn't falling off the couch. Maybe today he's just, what's the word I'm looking for? I got to dig into the bowels of my college days, of my law school, primarily my law school days. What's the word I'm looking for, Howard? He's not recovering from the choking on the pretzel. What's that word? Hungover. Maybe that's what he is. Maybe that's what George is today. Pray for all of us. Pray for all of us. 454-0400 is my phone number. Oh, Lord. And then just to hear the ragey BDs out here. These Bush defenders, oh, Lord, they're just so ragey. They are so ragey. Good morning. You're on the wake-up call.
I just want to let you know that the Congress extended the Patriot Act for 6 months.
That's correct.
And then you're going to hear a lot more they're going to do this month.
But here's the thing. Bill Frist said less than 24 hours. I mean, the words are still floating in the air. We will not extend the Patriot Act. We want it passed now. George Bush threatening Congress people. We will not extend the Patriot Act. We want it done now. So how come they got an extension? No one's afraid of listening to you. We're just concerned about your listening ability and your ability to listen to the words that come from other people. George Bush said, just stay still and listen. Oh, you ran away. Listen. That's what I mean by these ragey BDs out here. Won't you just listen to me, huh? George Bush said, I don't want an extension. Bill Frist said, I don't want an extension. Bill Frist said, we're not going to have an extension. George Bush said, we will not have an extension on the Patriot Act. John Sununu said, bump that. We're not going to, if we don't put these protections on the Patriot Act, the Patriot Act expires. I don't represent the president. I represent my state. That's what John Sununu said. John Republican, Super Republican Sununu said. I don't represent the president. I represent my constituents. And they said they don't want this Patriot Act. That's a Republican. There were four Republicans that said, I don't represent George Bush. I represent my constituents. No. George Bush couldn't override. George Bush wanted drilling in a pristine, flawless, God-given, God-created, God-put-together area of Alaska. These foul-mouthed men wants to foul that up and say, let's drill for oil here. Congress said, the United States Senate said no. No. Republicans and Democrats did that. Republicans and Democrats did that. A handful of Republicans and Democrats did that. He didn't get what he wanted. That's why he's hungover today. He didn't get what he wanted. You know, quit being so ragey and automatically defending this man. They didn't get that. He didn't get what he wanted. That, you know what that means? Translate that into a loss. If you don't get what you want in politics, that's a loss. If Bill Frist says, we are going to have this by God, and he doesn't get it by God, that's a loss. Now, maybe she didn't understand me because I wasn't speaking spin. Because if you apparently they get the spin piece of it. Now that George Bush is coming out and saying, this is exactly what I want. That's what they understand. I'm sorry, I wasn't speaking spin. I'll try harder next time. Maybe you'll understand me if I start talking spin. Because that's all y'all seem to understand. Because y'all get Condoleezza Rice. Lord have mercy, I do not get her. I don't understand a word that comes out of her mouth. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Oh, I'm so happy to reach you, Ms. Brown, this morning.
Korean veteran, happy everything. Merry Christmas.
And the same to you. I just love you, Ms. Brown, but I wanted to call to wish you happy holidays,
Thank
Hanukkah,
you.
And all the ones, and
for everything, but I want to say this the way I feel. I would rather have my civil rights protection, freedom, and liberty. I'll take death. I don't want nobody trying to take those away from me. And in the U.S. today, we're in the worst shape. I don't understand how Americans could stand still and say because they haven't done anything, they don't mind people stopping them and cutting the laws and everything. Leave freedom alone. Leave the laws like they have it. Mm. I'll take, give me liberty or give me death.
All right now.
All right, bye.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Maybe this is another reason why Boy George is having such a bad time. But I said these are bad days. The Arab Lawyers Union is setting up a moot court in Cairo to try George W. Bush for war crimes. Ooh, baby, he can't look anywhere and find any good news. He look at his Christmas tree and he thinks, oh man, I screwed that up too. Now they mad at me about changing it to the Christmas. He can't find peace or anywhere. I mean, the Arab Lawyers Union is setting up a court to try George W. Bush and Tony Blair and Sharon for war crimes. Wow. Wow. People back home were using the I word, the impeachment word. Wow. And I just want y'all to feel how significant this is. The United States Scary Congress. U.S., I guess, stands for the U.S., then the S stands for scary. The U.S. Congress. Senators, U.S. senators, again, the S stands for scary. They said that they were going to filibuster the Pentagon bill, the defense spending bill, to get that oil drilling provision out of it. That's how bad things are for George W. Bush, that Republicans and Democrats alike stood up. They weren't quite quaking at the knees like they have been and said, we're going to filibuster the defense spending bill unless you take that drilling piece out. Times are changing. These are bad times for Boy George. Oh, excuse me. Did I just hiccup? Excuse me. Why'd I do that? 454-0400 is my phone number. Car phone.
Hello, how you doing?
Good morning, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Liz. Happy holidays.
Happy everything to you. Merry Christmas, you. Happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa,
thank
everything.
You very much.
All right.
Hey, Liz, once a person starts telling a lie, and this goes along with all his constituents,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to keep lying, you
mm-hmm.
know, and it's hard to tell a lie. Once you get caught in a lie, you have to keep lying, and even when you don't say anything, it's the same as a lie. You know, and all these Republicans are saying that they don't mind these people looking to their lives, they're not doing anything. That's a lie. But they have to tell their lie in order to represent and to back up the president and what he has done wrong.
It is hard to keep lies straight, too.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
And that's
so,
another challenge to telling a lie. You got to remember what your lie was. You got to keep it in context, and you've got to remember what all of the lies are. And the fact that these folks remember all their lies, how scary is that?
That's very scary.
How scary is that?
And I say, well, Liz, you can ask some of these people. If you had asked these people 3 weeks ago, before this story was printed, how they felt about their lives being intervened by this with this spying technique. I guarantee you they would not have agreed with it. But now that the president has done it, they have all of a sudden agreed with it.
Caller, if I may, George W. Bush didn't agree with it. George W. Bush said that in order for this, there has to be, wait a minute, I want to read the quote correctly because I don't want to misquote anybody. This is what George W. Bush said on April 20th, 2004. Anytime you hear the United States government talking about wiretap, a wiretap requires a court order. That's what George Bush said April 20th, 2004.
Well, Lee, why don't they take that, what he said, and why don't they print that?
They've
why
been, and why it's don't all they over. Let that It's all over the net.
And print it and put it in the newspapers and whatnot.
It's all over the net right now. I have the audio right now. It's catching up steam. People are going to, you will be seeing it real soon. You will
Great.
Be, it's
Great.
All over the net. It truly
Good.
Is. All right now.
All right, thank you, Liz.
Take care
Bye.
Of yourself. Bye. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up, get to me.
This Christmas time, and you so far from me. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time with mouth between us. I will not see bells that chime, oh, now, at Christmas time. Oh, the merry Christmas tree. 'Cause when you're gone, I'm dreaming on the high.
Good morning, St. Louis, 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sears. Northbound 55 from Weber to Lafayette, no problems reported. Eastbound 44 from Antire to 270 looks good. Eastbound 40 from Mason all the way into Cleet Station, nothing there. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to Blanchett Bridge, everything is running smoothly. Northbound 270 from Sappington all the way into Manchester looks good. Westbound 270 from Riverview to West Florissant, no problems to report. Westbound 255 from Coke to 55, expect normal traffic. Westbound 70 at 94, there's road construction, left lane is closed. Westbound 5570 from 64 onto the PSB looks good. Westbound Kingsbridge traffic at Cleet Landing, nothing to report there. Route N at Mid Rivers Mall, there's an injury accident. St. Charles Rock Road at St. Charles, at Marshall, there's an injury accident as well. Maystown at Coke, there's an injury accident involving a pickup truck off the roadway, that's in Waterloo. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sears. Finish big this holiday. There's still time to get all the biggest gifts of the season. Find tools, home appliances, holiday fashions, and more. Wish big at Sears. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Mostly sunny, high in the lower 50s today, partly cloudy, low and around 40 this evening. Partly sunny with a high in the mid-50s on Friday. Friday evening, partly cloudy early in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight. 40% chance of rain with a low around 40. Then on Saturday, rain likely colder with a high in the mid-40s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under sunny conditions, we have 31 degrees. Lambert Field is also reporting 31. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
Hello out there, Radio Land. This is Pastor A.A. Boyd, a proud pastor of the Holy Olivet Baptist Church. I come on this radio station every Saturday, the Glory Time broadcast from 7 to 7:30. Will you turn me on? You'll certainly be glad you did. And God bless you.
Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920, WGNU.
This year, give the gift they're sure to enjoy and hopefully share. Give the gift of bread from the Olivet Great Harvest Bread Store, 9449 Olive Boulevard. Stop in and sample a gift before you buy. Mention WGNU or this program and receive $1 off any purchase.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Why can't every day be just like Christmas? Everybody seems to feel the same. Love is in the air all around us. It's magical how we all feel this way. I think every day should be like Christmas. Everyone has something nice to say. It's when we don't mind giving each other love, and everybody's heart, it seems to grow. Christmas time is here.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. And about a week ago, we brought you the story of the kickoff of the Reggie Clemens defense. And you know who Reggie Clemens is? You know it's a case of an African man on death row about incomprehensible and ineffective assistance of counsel, police brutality, prosecutorial misconduct, prosecutorial crimes. And I told you a week ago that I was going to do everything that I could to keep my eye on and bring the information to you about Reggie Clemens, because we can't let Reggie die. So we are going to, on a weekly basis, I made a promise to you all that we will be doing on a weekly basis, updates on Reggie Clemens and Reginald Clemens, so that we all can come together and keep an innocent man from being slaughtered by the state of Missouri. I have joining me in the studio this morning, Jamala Rogers. Good morning, Jamala.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Very good. Let's go back a week ago. A week ago, we kicked off the campaign. There was an event held at Legacy Books. How was the turnout? How did it work?
It was overwhelming, Liz, and I was very, very pleased with the response that St. Louis gave, although I was pretty confident that people would respond.
Mm-hmm.
And I was jokingly telling somebody, I said, I think the New York folks think we little Midwesterners can't pull something together, but, you know, we did.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very pleased and very impressed with not only the turnout, but the quality of the folks who turned out as well.
It was amazing. When I got there, when Reginald's father was speaking, and just to look at the seriousness of the way that people were taking this, to see children, young people there, to see children and to see young people there, to see across all kinds of economic lines, you saw people there. People are really connected to this issue.
They're connected to the issue because I think one of the things that often has to happen is that under a shroud of reasonable doubt, we've already lost Marlon Gray.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the news and the information about the facts of that case came a little too late for there to be a groundswell, but mm-hmm. now that momentum is carrying on for Reggie Clemens.
And you know, none of us can say how God works, but I believe that very much, that what happened to Marlon has moved people and has connected them to the facts of this case, and people really want to do something about this for Reggie.
I'm confident in it, and I'm almost sure that that is the rationale. I remember when Marlon was executed, that hit Reggie pretty hard, and then like a few weeks after that, Tookie Williams,
mm-hmm.
who I think Reggie really thought that because he had like stars on his behalf, and I said, don't get your hopes up too high, because you got Arnold, you got mm-hmm. the Terminator there,
mm-hmm.
and you know, the people that are appealing to him is not his base,
mm-hmm.
and so we have to find as many ways as possible to get those folks who normally don't come out,
mm-hmm.
who don't come out of the shadows, who look at the fact sheet and say, I didn't know that those were the facts.
And I want to try to underscore this again, Jamala, that this case is such a good teaching tool. It really is. There are everything. Some cases just have the ineffective assistance of counsel. Some cases just have the brutality. Some cases have the actual innocence of the case. This is a case that has every single element that can touch everybody that looks at that makes a decision on whether or not they're going to be involved in a case like this. We have innocence. We have horrific, clear ineffective senses of counsel, horrific, clear prosecutorial misconduct.
It's all there. And for a defendant, for a victim of the system, it is the worst thing that could happen.
Yes.
Everything that could happen went wrong.
That's right.
In this case. And so it's an amazing case, but then it's not a fluke. It's not a fluke, and that's one of the things I think people need to understand about the death penalty. It is so arbitrary, so capricious as to who gets it and when they get it, that we really need to stop it. We really need to have a moratorium and be supportive of that.
And give us some of the facts and the specifics and the statistics on the how horrific the death penalty is and how capricious and how arbitrary it is.
Well, before I do that, Liz, I just want to say a little bit about the history of the death penalty, because you have to understand that it really is an outgrowth of lynching.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a state-sanctioned, process that allows folks to take who they want. And if you look at the folks who are on death row, and if you look at the people who've been exonerated, it clearly is a case of the prosecution taking somebody, anybody, to make their case and to give them the death penalty. And so I know oftentimes, particularly people of African descent who are victims of crime, or who see crime in their community, believe that when somebody has been taken into custody for a crime, then they must have done something. And I really think we need to get out of that mentality. And that's not to say that some of the people that are on death row didn't do it. There are a lot of people on death row that admit that they killed their victims. And so that's not the issue, or the issue of people in the criminal justice system, period, who were there for crimes that they did commit.
But the process, simply because you did it, is not a reason to not look at the process, because it is about the process to get somebody into jail. If you believe in our Constitution, if you believe in our Bill of Rights, if you believe that we are a country of laws, the laws have to be followed to get the most guilty people in jail. And this is the issue, that the arbitrariness of getting people into the criminal justice system, innocent or guilty, turns on race.
It turns on race. And again, that's why I think people of African descent need to step back a minute before they say yes, yes, yes. And although we've seen the pendulum swing to the other side away from the death penalty just because of the number of exonerated, because you know if there's 122 people that have been exonerated,
there are 5,000 that need to be.
Or that have already been killed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the fact of the
mm-hmm.
matter. And so when you have a system that is so arbitrary, and so really I think it's a crime in and of itself, then you have to step back and say, let's not be executing people if we don't know that they are the victim. And even if you believe in the death penalty, mm-hmm. you ought to believe that there ought to be a fair process that leads you to
a legal process.
A legal process, really. That's it. A legal process that says beyond the shadow of a doubt, this is the person that did it.
And one of the things I think to just underscore how foul the system is and how much race factors into it. In the United States of America, there had to be a law put in place called the Batson Rule, telling prosecutors or making prosecutors prove to the court that they are not striking people off of juries because of the color of their skins, because prosecutors routinely went in and still do try to. Buzz Westfall, may he rot wherever he is, it was an evil, awful man who instructed his prosecutors, get every nigga off the jury. And those are his words. That's not a word I ever use. Those are his words to his staff. None of them stay on the jury panel. And he was taken to court lots and lots of times, and so were his prosecutors, because they didn't want black people on the jury. Why? Because he knew, and prosecutors know all across this country, they can count on racism to get a black. You don't have to bring no evidence. They can play the race card, and they can get black people into jail if they just take them in front of a white jury.
Right, absolutely. And that's why I think the way that the prosecutors in this country operate is a crime. When you look at the exonerations of the 122 people, about 90% of it is things that the prosecution did mm-hmm. illegally. Mm-hmm. They hid evidence. Mm-hmm. They destroyed evidence. They intimidated witnesses to identify folks.
Brutalized them.
They came up with informant eyewitnesses that didn't eyewitness
snitches.
Anything.
Snitches.
So they already know that they don't have the right person.
That's
See,
right.
That's what people need to understand. In many cases, the prosecution already knows this is not the right person.
But they don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care. So if they don't care, if this is not a system that's getting to the facts of the case, is getting to justice to for both the family and the victim, then really what do we have here but state-sanctioned murder?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We have to take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, the Kona Stowe at LizBrown.com is finally open for business. There's a wonderful, wonderful George W. Bush Don't Care About Black Folks t-shirt that you've got to check out and see. Go log on to LizBrown.com. Check out the Kona Stowe right now. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Jamala Rogers. We'll get back to some of your calls and questions and comments. We're talking about Reggie Clemens on death row, a case of beyond reasonable doubt. It's everything. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Nuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
The award-winning Global News Update can be heard in its entirety at this time period next week.
Every weekend, your gospel voice of choice can be found on the World Wide Web at WGNU.net.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% of the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Fiction, classics,
what
to
get for the person who has everything.
Mystery, horror.
Bargain Books has 50,000 Christmas gifts for under $20.
Westerns, Zane Grey.
Books and more books, plus videos, magazines, and even DVDs.
Mythology, psychology.
Open 7 days a week. 20% discount on Sundays. Mention WGNU and get a free book.
Travel, children's.
Bargain Books at Godfrey Bookstore, 5735 Godfrey Road in Godfrey, Illinois, across from Lewis and Clark College.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and get a new attitude.
Dell computers for only $200? Yes. Fully upgraded? Yes. Fully guaranteed? Yes. Where? JD Computer Sales and Service. Call 314-210-1760 or stop by the Frison Flea Market at 7025 St. Charles Rock Road this Friday and Saturday from 9 to 9. JD Computer Sales and Service. Gotta get one now.
Around the world, around the world, behind the story. Behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call. Wake-up call. Liz Brown. Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. Our number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. We're talking about Reginald Clemens. We're talking about Reginald Clemens on death row. We're talking about racism. We're talking about ineffective assistance of monstrous ineffective assistance of counsel, monstrous police brutality, monstrous prosecutorial misconduct. We're talking about an innocent man on death row, and I'm here with Jamala Rogers. Jamala, you're going to give us some of the stats about the death penalty.
Well, one of the things is that there have been 122 people that have been exonerated, and oftentimes, you know, people who are for the death penalty will say, well, you know, they got off on technicalities, legal technicalities. No, these people got off because either witnesses who were forced to testify against them recanted because guilt was eating them up, and they, you know, based on the prosecution intimidating them or beating them, they later recanted when they were in a safer place. DNA exonerated them. So it wasn't that, you know, it was some technicality that...
But I as a lawyer, mm-hmm. I really have to jump in on this whole technicality argument, because we are a country of laws. We have a criminal justice system based upon laws. You are supposed to follow the law as a prosecutor. You are supposed to follow the law as a defense attorney. And if the prosecution doesn't give evidence to the defense attorney, as they are required by law to do, that's not a technicality. That is, you didn't follow the law, and the case cannot convict when you don't follow the law. So I think that people need to really lose that phrase of technicalities, because when your behind is in court and your issues are there, you want them to follow all those technicalities. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So don't be misled or distracted by a person getting off because somebody didn't follow the law. You're supposed to. Nobody is supposed to be convicted if you don't follow the law.
Exactly. And if you If you think you have a case, then what's the problem with you following the law?
There you go.
So when they don't follow it, then you know that there's something stinking in there. You
there
need
you
to be looking a lot closer.
There you go.
Because it's not just about innocence, as you say, it's about following the law. And if the chief enforcers of the law aren't following it, that is the prosecutors, then, you know, the whole thing should, you know, go to hell in a handbasket as far as I'm concerned. So we also have, since 1976, 230 death row inmates that have gotten clemency. Now, that doesn't seem like a whole lot, but there's been a couple of times when a governor just did a mass thing,
mm-hmm.
and this has been Republican and Democratic governors. Unfortunately, that is not a necessary rule of thumb. I mean, even in Missouri, Democrat or Republican, we've not had the kind of clemency rate that I think we should have based on the kind of cases that have come to their attention. And we need to figure out why that is. We need to figure out why did, in the face of a vote that said save Donald Jones' life, that Governor Blunt said, I know you all are my advisory. And it's a non-binding decision, I mean, non-binding recommendation, that he initially said, I'm going to let the Board of Parole and Probation do this. And when he did, and they came up with don't kill Donald Jones, he simply ignored that. So, you know, we need to find out why governors do that. If they do it because they think that the populace is all for the death penalty, then we need to send a message to them. No, we're not, particularly when it's cases of reasonable doubt. So that's the message that's got to get to the governor. And there's a petition that the Campaign for Reggie Justice, Reggie Clemens, has to say just that.
And is there a website?
There's a website, www.justiceforreggie. And the number for people to get involved is 367-5959. And we need an army of people to get those petitions together. So we still want people to come forward.
Let me get to a couple of calls here. A car phone.
Good morning, Ms. Rowe.
Good morning.
I wanted to say that, first of all, Governor Blunt, everything he's doing now is basically for a presidential bid later on in the future. So he's padding his stat sheet. But I've listened to some lawyers yesterday argue on television, and one of the things one defense attorney said, which I never thought about, he said a prosecutor's job is not to prosecute. He said a prosecutor's job is to get the
truth. Prosecutor's job is not to convict.
It's not right. Well, I'm sorry,
right,
not to prosecute, not to convict.
Right.
To get to the truth as to who did what. He said a defense attorney's job is to make sure that the process that's going against his client is pure and is right. He said it's to find every way in which this evidence can be looked at as not being true. He said that's our job. He said that's what we do.
And can I just throw something at you right quick, Glenn?
Yeah.
One of the things that I remember that we had Claire McCaskill on the show back when she was running for governor, and one of the things that she said as a prosecutor when she ran her office that I thought was something that all prosecutors should do, she said, I did not give my prosecutors awards for the number of convictions that they got, because that leads to this sick mentality of we got to get a conviction because we're going to get prizes for that. She said, I gave my prosecutors awards for cases that they discovered that the wrong person was charged with the crime. If we had a mentality like that, and if we didn't have prosecutors that were elected based upon the number of bodies that they put in jail, we would have a little bit of a different situation than what we have right now.
And that's true, because that's the whole thing, Liz, is that these prosecutors today is so political. It is all about padding your stats so that you can get the next job.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much, Glenn. 454-0400 is my
No,
call.
That's a good point that he makes, because, again, they are claiming that they're responding to the citizens' concern about, you know, public safety. Well, I don't think we're saying we want people killed just for the sake of killing them. That's not what I hear people saying. They have fear, and some of it is justifiable. They have fear, and they're concerned about safety, but I think most people also concerned about the law and following the law and making sure the right person gets the right crime, I mean, gets the right sentence and the right conviction. If you have somebody that's been wrongly convicted, more than likely they're going to get a harsher sentence because that person is going to be of color and they're going to be poor. So the whole system is just whack.
This is Liz Brown. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. Jamala, let me see what we can do to... I see we have some other callers on the line. Let me see what we can do to extend this for... Maybe we can extend this. We have to talk to our next guest, but we might be able to extend this. So, callers, hang on. We will be back. Stay with us.
Baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis, 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Liz White. Millions of New York commuters are finding another way to get where they're going on day three of the city's transit strike, and it's cold.
I think it's a shame. It really is a shame. I'm very cold. My feet are cold. My hands are cold. I just want to go home.
ABC's John Berman says it seems some decided not to even bother.
Here at Penn Station, the traffic is actually a little bit lighter this morning, maybe because people simply gave up and stayed home, decided to start their holiday season a few days early. It's the third morning people have been fighting their way around this city. No subways, no buses, 7 million people stranded. Everyone waiting to see if there's some way to end this strike.
The mayor has called the strike selfish and illegal. Union leaders are due in court today. They were asked about it earlier.
No comment. Come on.
Six more months of the Patriot Act approved in the Senate. ABC's Vic Ratner's on Capitol Hill, where the vote came down late last night.
Democrat Charles Schumer called the six-month extension a very good day for the Senate. It was backed by an unusual coalition of Democrats and a handful of Republicans who said more time was needed for negotiations on stronger protections of civil rights. Republican leader Bill Frist and the president had opposed anything other than a wholesale renewal of the Patriot Act provision, but welcomed the Senate action.
The House considers the extension next. Saddam Hussein was back on the stand at his trial in Baghdad, repeating some of what he's already been claiming.
The former Iraqi dictator is back in court this morning, again charging that his U.S. captors have abused him. He said that three Western medical teams had looked at his injuries and that some of those injuries went away after 8 months, but he said some are still there. He said, we do not lie. The White House lies.
ABC's Heather Nauert in Baghdad. Defense Secretary Rumsfeld just arrived in Iraq on a surprise visit after spending some time with U.S. troops in Afghanistan. This is ABC News.
Toyotathon is back, and it's time to treat yourself to cars that enhance your journey through life, SUVs that make every gallon count, trucks that prove the impossible is possible. Check out Camry, America's number one selling car, the rugged Tundra, and 4Runner with an available V8. The place is your Toyota dealer. The time is now. Treat yourself today. Toyota, moving forward. Camry claim based on Arnold Polk & Company total new passenger car registrations for calendar year 2004.
If you're an adult age 65 and up, you've probably heard about the new prescription drug benefits available to you with the new Medicare Part D. You've probably also got a lot of questions. Your Save-On and Osco pharmacists have answers. With your questions resolved, you can begin to review and choose the best options for you. Enrollment is from November 15, 2005 through May 15, 2006. Before you choose a Part D program, get information you can count on from your trusted partners in health, Save-On, and Osco pharmacies.
Coming soon to a prison theater near you, Walk the Line goes to Folsom Prison. ABC's Dave Schreiber has the story.
Hello,
I'm Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash will once again sing at Folsom Prison. It will actually be Joaquin Phoenix's Cash in the movie Walk the Line. The real Johnny Cash sounded like this.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
The movie Walk the Line will be shown at the prison on January 3rd. The film has special meaning because Cash and his band did a concert for the Folsom inmates on January 13th, 1968. The head of the prison fellowship says the lesson of Johnny Cash is that it's never too late for a man to turn his life around. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
He's big box office and he's big online. Johnny Depp is the star most people are looking up on the Internet Movie Database. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt came in second and third. Lindsay Lohan's number four. And rounding out the top five, Paris Hilton. I'm Liz White, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, the former police chief of East St. Louis will be sentenced in March after his conviction on obstruction charges. A jury found Ronald Matthews guilty yesterday of obstruction of justice, conspiracy to obstruct justice, and perjury. Prosecutors say Matthews conspired to obstruct an investigation into whether auxiliary police officer Ayub Khatoum illegally possessed a firearm. Khatoum is serving a 21-month prison sentence. Matthews' former secretary, Janera Carson Slaughter, was also convicted in the scheme and will be sentenced on January 9th. The FBI is looking for a bank robbery suspect in Florissant. The First Bank branch in the Deerberg store in the 200 block of North Lindbergh was held up around 3:15 yesterday afternoon. The suspect is described as a clean-shaven black man, around 40 years old, 5'10 with a medium build, last seen wearing a gray hat and black coat. Anyone with information is asked to call the FBI at 314-231-4324 or the Florissant Police at 314-831-7000. Finally this hour, the head of the St. Louis labor community has a warning for Missouri's congressional delegation. Bob Soutier, the president of the Greater St. Louis Labor Council, says they are preparing to issue report cards to politicians on issues relating to the working family.
We're mainly concerned with working families, those families that make, you know, $40,000 a year or less. And we just think that the senators and the congressional people need to understand that we're going to be watching them in the future.
Soutier says a particular concern is Senator Jim Talent, who he claims votes for workers less than 16% of the time. He says Talent's votes clearly show that he is anti-labor. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by International Star Registry. This holiday season, give an amazing gift that will last a lifetime. Name a star after someone. To order, visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Pier 1. Northbound 55 from Caron to Ledger 44, normal traffic. Eastbound 44 from 141 to Watson, no problems there. Eastbound 40 from 270 all the way to Big Bend looks good. Eastbound 70 from 79 to the Blanchett Bridge, everything's running smoothly. Northbound 270 from Gravois to Manchester, no problems there. Westbound 270 from Bell Fountain to Graham Hanley, no problems to report. Westbound 70 at 94, there's a report of road construction, left lane is closed. Westbound 5570, the Poplar Street Bridge is flowing freely. Westbound Kingsbridge traffic at Lacleas Landing looks good. Goodfellow at Natural Bridge, there's an injury accident. South Old Highway 94 at Harvester, there's an accident there. And Lindbergh at Baptist Church Road, look for an accident as well. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Pier 1. At the Pier 1 holiday sale, it's never too late for the perfect gift at a perfect price. Save up to 50% on gifts you won't find anywhere else or get a Pier 1 gift card. But hurry, time's running out. Pier 1, life more interesting. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday, Christmas Eve. Mostly sunny today, high in the lower 50s. This evening, partly cloudy with a low around 40. Friday, partly sunny, high in the mid-50s. Friday evening, partly cloudy early in the evening, becoming mostly cloudy overnight with a 40% chance of rain. The low should be around 40. Then on Saturday, Christmas Eve, rain likely colder with a high in the mid-40s.
Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under sunny skies, we have 32 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 32 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news and weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Boom, 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 boom.
Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
Detroit.
Hi. Tonight.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Our toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. This morning, we are continuing our conversation from the last hour. We only had 30 minutes to talk about it, so we need to finish up this conversation. We're talking about an innocent man on death row. There's a reason why the hometown of Arnold Schwarzenegger said, you know what, we're taking Arnold's name off of the stadium because he killed Tukey. We know that the death penalty is barbaric. We know that the death penalty is wrong. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, as you are our son. You came from us. You came from our blood. You came from our town. For you to execute this man, it is wrong. Your name is off the stadium. That should have been done. And the fact of the matter is that they responded that way because they knew it was wrong. We must respond collectively to the act that is headed towards, pointed at Reginald Clemens. And this is a case of racism. This is a case of gross council misconduct. This is a case of gross police brutality. This is a case of gross prosecutorial misconduct. And it's a case of an innocent man on death row. My conversation this morning is joined by Jamala Rogers. Jamala, you are spearheading a campaign on behalf of Reginald Clemens. Tell us about that campaign.
That campaign was officially kicked off last Thursday. And
A week ago today.
Mm-hmm. And we got phenomenal response from the St. Louis community, and we really, really appreciate that and just wanted to thank folks for coming out, but the tasks are just beginning, and we need to get people. We had pledge sheets where people could sign up for what they want to do, pass out leaflets, do phone calls, write letters, whatever. But we want people to really be involved, and whatever they can do is going to be appreciated. So, you know, they can go to the website. It's still in the process of being constructed.
The website is?
Yes, it is. I think what's on there now is the fact sheet.
And what's the address of the website?
The website is www.justiceforreggie.com. And that will be the place where if people want updated information on the case, what's going on, what has happened, they can go there. But also, more directly, they can call 367-5959. And probably after the holidays, we'll have a specific date that the campaign will be meeting so that people can come, you know, do work, get updates, ask questions, that kind of thing. Because we really want people armed with information. And that was the point that was made at the kickoff. Use the fact sheet.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of times people get creative about what mm-hmm. happened on the bridge,
mm-hmm.
but these are the facts as we know them and as the
talking point.
The talking point.
The talking
and
point.
And in terms of what these are really lifted right out of
mm-hmm.
legal documents.
Mm-hmm. It's not like anybody has to, we don't have to hire a multi-million dollar PR campaign to strategize and to create the words. You can lift them right out of the documents themselves. But people need to, if they're going to help, they need to make the commitment to familiarize themselves as with the facts in the case, because they're going to be walking. One of the jobs is you're going to be a walking spokesperson.
That's exactly right. And it was so ironic that the next day I heard from a young lady who had taken one of the leaflets, and she was passing them out at Aldi's, and she came across this woman who said, "I don't want that. They killed my cousin." And she said, "Oh, really?" She said, "So did you go to the trial?" And she said, "No, I didn't go to the trial." So she said, "Well, you might want to check out the facts." And she said, "I don't want it." But then when she came back around, she got a copy of it. And so she probably was too young to have attended the trial.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times what happens is people get secondhand information.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's at a point in an age where she can look at those facts for herself.
Mm-hmm.
So we may have just made a connection that will convert somebody to really looking at the truth.
And let me get to a couple of our callers because they've been holding on for a while. good morning. You're on the wake-up call.
It's a pleasure to talk to you two ladies.
Charles Quincy Troop, good morning.
Both of you share the number one spot in my heart.
Thank you.
And I wish you all would look at me like Eartha Kitt once.
Now.
Want to be looked at. Right behind the preposition. you know, I was listening to you all this morning. And I was kind of inspired. The gentleman came on. He was talking about, you know, why black people don't get involved. One of the reasons I think black people don't get involved is when they see the efficiency and the effectiveness of the police department, the juries, the prosecutors, in prosecuting people that they know are innocent and go to jail for things that they know they didn't do because they know the people that did it, right?
There you go.
So when they look at that, they say, in the viciousness in which they kill people, they back off and say, "Oh, man, well, you know, he must have did something wrong. He didn't do this, but he must have did something else wrong." And they rationalize that, and they use that for not getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
And your last caller was talking about Matt Blunt. But I want to set the record straight. You know, 24 years in Jeff City, I never saw Jay Nixon do anything, absolutely nothing, to help black people as the attorney general in his state, and he's killed and advocated the killing and the lack of justice being provided to black people, even the highway patrol. They had a scandal that the highway patrol was so bad that the white major committed suicide, but he still wouldn't give the black victims any justice. The black highway patrolman, Matt Brown from St. Louis, was one of them.
Well, and can we just briefly just talk about the fact of the statistics that are kept for the stops of black people and white people? There is a component within that law, as you know, Quincy, that affords the Attorney General the opportunity to punish the jurisdictions that don't keep the stats. Has Jay Nixon punished any of those jurisdictions that year after the same jurisdictions, after year after year after year, don't even take the stats?
No, they will never, and he never will. Because Jay Nixon is running. But the only way, you know, the beauty of all this, in my mind, is the only way Jay Nixon could win is that he's going to have to come out with, or have a chance of winning, he's going to have to come out with massive endorsements about from all the elite black leadership.
What's elite?
Well, starting from the congressman all the way down.
Mm.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm. All the way down. They all got to endorse him and get out and tell black people to fight for him and vote for him and then spend millions of dollars to try to get them, you know, to do that. And I'm not going to endorse Jay Nixon. You know, I don't see Jay Nixon as being no better than Tampa.
Mm.
And if we have to choose between Jay Nixon and talent, then we need to run a favorite son candidate for the Senate. So give black people something outside of talent or Jay Nixon.
And Quincy, you're raising the point that I think I'd like to Jamala to speak to for a second, because this is the issue of Reginald Clemens being on death row and now looking at the possibility of having a date set for his execution. It's a political decision, is it not?
It's exactly
it's a political
decision.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think that the white Democrats and the white Republicans who have campaigned for years or out-campaigned each other on the destruction of black life and the killing of black people and the injustice in the system, if you think, and they both used the death penalty as campaign and as campaign issue, nobody used it more than Jay Nixon. Jay Nixon, as Attorney General, was so bad that the Republicans couldn't even find anybody that was worse than him to run against.
And I disagree that he uses it more than anybody else, because the twisted, wicked irony of this case is Nels Moss, the reason why these young men are on death row, is Nels Moss had an extra evil incentive to put these young men on death row because he wanted to be George Peach.
Okay, and that's true. But let me go back. How long has Nels Moss been there? Years.
Why? Decades.
And he's not there anymore, but many decades. Black candidates, Christmas, Elwood Walton, a whole lot of blacks that ran for prosecutor in this city, and the blacks didn't vote for him. The black leadership.
Well, no. That's a whole other topic, Quincy. We can talk about why Elbert didn't win. We can talk about that, but I don't want to talk about that right now. We need to talk about what's happening with Reggie.
Well, I think Jay Nixon can do it, and if he don't do it, then we need to make sure we kill his political career.
Thanks for your call.
Okay.
All right. And again, I want to get to the politicalness of this. It's not just Jay Nixon. It's also Matt Blunt. It's also the atmosphere that you were speaking to a few minutes ago, this atmosphere of enthusiasm for killing and contempt for compassion.
Exactly. And you know, just to build off of what Troop said, I mean, these folks have made a career off of proving that they can take black lives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that all black people should be offended by that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, offended to the point where they need not to vote for these people ever again. One of the things that I came across when I was reading is that this is a guy writing about when prosecutors break the rules. He said, and since prosecutors also know from experience that fines, not reversals, are what they normally risk, there is little incentive for them not to engage in tactics that they know are illegal or unethical. So the best that they're going to get is a fine that they pay and move on.
That's right. That's right. One of the things that we all know from our human experiences is that you can get people to stop doing bad stuff. You can. If you are really motivated to get people to stop doing bad stuff, you can get a prosecutor to stop doing bad stuff if you punish them. There are no punishments at all for prosecutors, for real, that do anything bad. You can't sue them.
Right.
You know, they are protected by the court. You can't sue them, and they don't get disbarred. Look at Reginald Clemens' case. The attorney that represented Reginald Clemens, the defense attorney, now he's been disbarred.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Nels Moss, who put him there illegally, he's still practicing law.
And who did much more despicable things than Castano did.
Okay, so that just shows you that the defense attorney, he doesn't have his license anymore, nor should he. He should know nobody. Everybody should go find him and get the money that he owes them. He was a horrible man. But Nels Moss shouldn't be practicing law either.
So what kind of system is that?
There you go.
Where he was cited by, you know, a national group as being one of the top 10 despicable, you know, prosecutors.
I mean, there's a lot of competition out there. You need to know that.
There's a lot. And some of the things that he's done is just incomprehensible that he got away with them. But he did.
And I want to go over some of those specifics, too, so people can feel this, too, Jamala. But let me get to one more caller here. Raj, you've been holding on. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Liz. Good morning, Ms. Rogers. I was sitting here listening on the radio. And I really feel that the death penalty should be abolished. Because we have, there has been, that I recollect, I haven't encountered as many whites as there are blacks going to the death penalty. And if people just start to realize what they are doing to our black people, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it should be a wake-up call, you know what I'm saying, to what's really going on with people of African descent. Because I go all the way back from the times of Mega Evers and Emmett Till, the way that they were killed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it's just humiliating. You know what I'm saying? Very humiliating. I can go back as far as 1996 when they executed a young man by the name of Thomas Battle.
Mm-hmm.
Whose case I have transcripts that said that another man killed this boy, but they stricken all of his testimony from the record and killed that boy anyway. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
So we have to really, really get down on the prosecutors of the city of St. Louis, and by all means, Jay Nixon, he was one of the ones that was involved with Thomas Battle. Carnahan is long gone, but nevertheless, we have to wake up. It's time to wake up, people. They are killing off our black men.
Thanks for your call. And I know, I've worked on death penalty cases. I've never tried one, but I've been co-counsel. I've researched and helped on cases. And I'm telling you, what it takes out of defense attorneys that are doing their jobs, that are working on this case, these cases, it's heartbreaking because you know that the other side is cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that a lot of the stuff that they're cheating on that you're not going to be able to bring to the judges, or the judges are not going to be able to bring to the juries. You have somebody's life in your hand and somebody is cheating to get them killed.
Mm-hmm.
It's heartbreaking. It is. I didn't do it because emotionally I couldn't take it. I didn't want to have somebody's life like that in my hand.
Right. And a number of you know, defense attorneys who take on death penalty cases, they take on one and they say never again.
Mm-hmm.
Never again. Because not only, it would be different at the end of the process, which is a very emotionally draining process and physiologically draining, is that if your client dies,
there you go,
after all of those years that you put in there, you've gotten to know this person, you've gotten to know the family. It's awful.
It is absolutely awful.
It's awful.
It's awful. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. The toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. The email address is revolution@lizbrown.com. The Kona Stowe is open. You need to check out the Kona Stowe at lizbrown.com. My number here again is 454-0400. 454-0400 is my phone number. And I need to give you an opportunity to do something special for yourself this weekend. Saturday at Eternity Deli. A wonderful cooking class for $25. You are going to learn how to cook collard greens, creamy candied yams, a roast stuffed with cornbread and dressing, macaroni and cheese, and how about this for dessert? Strawberry ice cream pie. All of it is vegan. All of it is vegan. You will lose your mind. This food is so good. This food is so good. I'm going to be there at the cooking class from 10 a.m. until 12 a.m. For $25, you learn how to cook and you walk out with this huge plate of food. Huge plate of food that will make you, what do they say, slap your mama. It is so good. It is so good. You need to give them a call. Come on down this Saturday, 454-1851, 454-1851. Or if you don't have a chance to call, come on down. You can sign up for the class that morning. So come on down. I will see you there at Eternity Deli right there in the Central West End on Euclid, 454-1851. I'll see you there. 454-0400 is the phone number. We are talking about Reginald Clemens and the case of Reginald Clemens. Let's go through some of the specifics of the things that, if you don't mind, Jamala, that the prosecutorial misconduct that was engaged in by Nels Moss. It's really, we say it's mind-blowing, we say it's unbelievable, it's monstrous, but those aren't even big enough words to talk about some of the things that he did.
No. Well, one of the things that that he did was there was a videotape made of Antonio Richardson on the bridge. He went there with officers, and he was allegedly telling them what had happened and where people were. The defense attorneys had, in both the cases of Reggie and Marlon Gray, had said that that was inadmissible, you know. But what the, and I'm trying to remember in which case, which judge did it, but ultimately it was allowed. But they said, well, we'll turn, Nels Moss said, we'll turn the sound down. So that was even worse, to have it and have the sound down, because what it looked like is that he was admitting that he was on the bridge. We don't know what questions he was asked. So here you see a young man pointing to different things and his mouth moving. You don't know what he's saying. You don't know what he's been asked.
And the judge let that in.
The judge let that in.
And also, let's talk about the white cousin and what Nels Moss did with this white cousin that came in to finger all of the young men.
Well, he did a number of things. One of the...
Oops, we have to take a break.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Before we get to that, I see you all on the lines. I will get to you all on the lines. I'm talking to Jamala Rogers. We're talking about Reginald Clemens. And the website for Reggie again?
www.justiceforreggie.com.
Excellent. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us.
You can ride with the James Gang. Just saddle up with Dennis James online at WGNU.net.
Spring rains, summertime heat. They can take a toll on your roof. But not to worry. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127. Person Roofing now offers a GAF factory warranty up to 10 years on any modified rubber roof. And that includes labor and material. GAF is the largest maker of roofing material in the country and stands behind its product 100%. Finance your new roof with Visa or MasterCard. Free estimates. Call Philip Person Roofing, 361-7127.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, and get a new attitude.
What are you and your loved ones giving each other this holiday season? Not what you were hoping for? Strengthen your defenses with clinically proven Ester C, a vitamin C that works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping strengthen your immune protection until you take it again, no matter what you're exposed to. Get Advanced Protection Ester C and have a happy, healthy holiday season.
Gentlemen, please raise your right hand and solemnly swear. This holiday, I promise not to buy my wife anything polyester or plastic, fuzzy or furry, extra large or extra small, plaid or pastel, domestic or rustic, monogrammed or programmed. Instead, I will get her something that shows that I have some clue about who she is and what she desires. diamond solitaire earrings from Zales.
Be brilliant this holiday with a pair of diamond solitaire earrings from $99 to $59.99 at Zales.
Need to get it off your chest? 314-454-0400, 1-877-920-WGNU. Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU, the cure for the common cause.
Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Frank.
To the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And Jamala, we're talking about the case of Reginald Clemens and Reginald Clemens, on an innocent man on death row. And we're talking about the prosecutorial misconduct of Nils Moss. We were talking about the white cousin and Nils Moss's connection to him during the course of the trial.
Well, one of the things that happened with Tom Cummins, who was cousin of the Carey sisters and who allegedly had confessed to the crime prior to the four boys who were on the bridge came into focus. He actually set up with the family for him to get a settlement. I mean, one of the things that we don't know is how that came about, but we do know that almost to the letter, the same complaints that Reggie and Marlon had filed with the internal affairs, somehow Tom Cummins had the same complaint, you know, in terms of what happened. Mm-hmm. And the only way that he could know that is that somebody shared with him the contents of that complaint so that he could also then file that he was beaten and eventually get a settlement.
Or they did exactly the same thing to him, mm-hmm. as they did to the other, to Reginald and to Marlon.
But we think that that's more unlikely because his father was allowed to be on the premises while he was being questioned. And the father is being quoted as saying, we were treated very professional. So we don't think that there was any hollering from the blows of books and objects as both Reggie and Marlon had, because Daddy would have heard that. So we feel like it's unlikely that Cummins was actually beat, and that in fact somebody probably shared the contents of that to shore up the fact that, okay, all of them are saying the same story, so it must be valid. But if it was valid, then why did not the two other victims of police abuse get any kind of hearing on their accusation?
And as our initial caller from the last hour said, the purpose of the role of a prosecutor is not to convict. And if that's the role of the prosecutor, and it is, Nils Moss knew that the first story told by Tom Cousins was that I kind of did it. I made a move. I didn't mean for her to fall off the bridge. She fell off the bridge and her sister fell off trying to save her. Nils Moss knew that. And instead of pursuing that story, he chose to pursue an easy conviction and a conviction that might have, that from his mind, would propel him into the George Peach's role as running the entire office. So if your job is not to convict, if your job is to get to the truth, why did anybody get to the truth of Tom Cummins' first story? And also we have with Marlon Gray, as Marlon said on the show, I was sitting in a car the night that this happened. I was listening to a blues game. I was listening to some music while everybody was on the bridge. And an investigator went, and they asked him, what songs did you hear? They asked him, what did you hear on the radio? And they picked him up immediately, and they went back, and they went to the radio stations. They called the radio stations. The music was playing when he said that it was playing. So they had a prosecutor had the information about the innocence of these people. Instead, he pursued the death of these people.
Well, the other thing that's so very fascinating about the case is that there never was anyone who actually murdered the Carey sisters. What they convicted and gave Reggie and Marlon the death penalty for was being in the vicinity. So, for example, in the Marlon Gray case, they had Marlon off the bridge, but, quote, had him as a ringleader.
Mm-hmm.
So under Missouri law, if there's a...
Acting with another,
you get it. So Marlon was, quote, ringleader, and we never figured out why that was. Was it because he was the oldest? What made him a ringleader? So you had Marlon, who was convicted because he was near the bridge and possibly a ringleader. Then you convict Reggie of being near the scene. But you never find out in Nell's Moss thing who actually pushed the sisters. So he never had to prove that any of them pushed. And in fact, he used the rape and robbery motive to justify why they had to kill somebody. The two were never convicted of rape and robbery. In fact, the rape was dropped early on, even before they went to trial, because that never was. They knew they couldn't really prove that. So they get all this stuff about rape, and you got black males
and
two dead white girls. So now you have poisoned the waters for the jury and the public and everybody else as to what happened, when they know good and well there was no rape, no evidence of rape,
and no murder.
And so eventually they drop that, but the poison still stays. And so if you look at the transcripts, we never find out, well, if these people were just there and they were accomplices to somebody, who was the somebody? Well, they never even had to prove that.
Now let me get to a caller or two here. Tim.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes. Listen, you know, I'm always wondering why it is that people with the experience like you have, Liz, with the system, you know, don't... let the public in on the whole system is flawed. It's for to maintain the status quo of the rich and to the benefit of whites, to the detriment of blacks. I've never been involved in any criminal case, but the civil cases that I have been involved in, they act, and I'm talking about the court officials, they act in concert with whites, rich, and whatnot, you know, to disenfranchise blacks. The whole system is flawed. And if there's a jury trial and the blacks or the poor win, then that's where the nullification comes. You go to an appellate system. And in this state, the appellate judges are made up of white people. So we never get an opportunity. And when I say we, poor and black people, never get anything like a fair trial. Now, can you co-sign for that?
Well, I can't speak absolutely like that at all, because I've tried cases when I've been an attorney and my clients have walked. They've gotten a fair trial. They've gotten great representation. I've seen other attorneys, other cases where other black people have tried cases. I've seen cases where white people have tried cases and people and justice was served. So,
that's the exception rather than the rule. I'm talking about the rule.
If you're talking about the nature of the system and the formation,
right,
of the system, of course, black people of African descent weren't even considered human beings when this system was put together. So absolutely, it is not a fair system. It is not a consistently fair system. But here's the thing. What I'm concerned about is all of the rules are on the books for there to be for it to be a fair system. The problem is, are the folks that are in charge of enforcing those laws. Every rule to protect you is there. The problem is that the people that get elected into these offices or appointed into these offices are not there to protect you. And that's why the political part of this is so important. And I got to roll, Tim, but thank you very much. 454-0400 is my phone number. It's we go back to politics because everything is always larger than the thing that we're talking about here. The people that appoint the people to the judgeships, you know, are the governors, you know, and so it's all connected politically.
But, and that's why I think it's so important for our folks to understand the process. It's not based on, as you said, people really wanting to understand the facts of the case or to make sure that the system is preserved and that, you know, the rules are intact and that they're followed. You know, we are just victims of it, period. And if and as he said, it's an exception to the rule if you're able to get out of there, because if it was an exception, then we wouldn't have a disproportionate amount of African people and poor people in prisons.
Can I throw one quick thing in here, too? I want to plead with every person of African descent out there and every fair-minded person out there, but particularly black folks, when you get a request to serve on the jury, you are somebody's life is in your hands. And for you to walk away or to say things that you know that are going to get you not picked on the jury, some man, some woman, some mother's son, some father's son, some brother or sister of somebody out there is not going to get, is more than likely not going to get a fair shake in the legal system because you chose not to participate in it. You need to be there on the jury. You absolutely need to serve on these juries because they don't want you on there. There's a reason they don't want you on there because of what you bring to the assessment of the facts. They know they can't look at you and tell you that a cop will never lie. Because you live in the real world, everybody lies. So you need to serve on the jury. It is. Don't you think?
That's a request that I've heard from not just from black attorneys, but from white attorneys, too, that are defending black clients. If you don't have anybody to pick to be on the jury because everybody's trying to excuse themselves, you don't even have to worry about the other side doing their strikes. There's nothing to strike. And I was in a jury pool, and there was a young African-American man that was on trial. And there were a number of young black men who were in the jury pool, and almost all of them were trying to get off. And I'm like, this man needs a jury of his peers. If you all leave... a problem.
And then if you end up back in the system, you're going to have an attitude because you're going to look around and you're not going to have anybody that looks like you because they were all trying to do the same thing. You have somebody's life in your hand and you shouldn't give that up. You really we need you. And we got to take a break, folks. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up or get to me. We have much to talk about.
Better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Look at him. He's making a list and he's checking it twice. He's gonna know who's been naughty or nice. Santa Claus.
This hour's Global News Update, the award-winning Global News Update, can be heard in its entirety next week at this time slot.
Dell computers for only $200? Yes. Fully upgraded? Yes. Fully guaranteed? Yes. Where? JD Computer Sales and Service. Call 314-210-1760 or stop by the Frison Flea Market at 7025 St. Charles Rock Road this Friday and Saturday from 9 to 9. JD Computer Sales and Service. Gotta get one now.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen with Head Thumping Talk Radio on WGNU. Just letting you know that we are moving to a new time from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Thursday morning, dedicated to making you mad or making you think since 1999. Watching everything the engineer
would move. Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother on the award-winning Makeup Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. I'm talking to Jamala Rogers. We're talking about Reginald Clemens, an innocent man on death row. Let me get to a couple more of our callers here, Jamala. Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
Outstanding.
Okay. See, I need a professional answer from you and the guests. Will you please let me know if back in the times when Malcolm X was alive, the chapter of the NAACP, because the one in St. Louis is sickening. I mean, were they always just sickening, or did they have more strength? Because if we had their backbone, more of their backbone, and help me out, would it be a better time or what? I mean, because, Liz, I talked to you before. I went through something with them where I needed them, and I talked to you and told you they didn't even come.
There's
I could have KKK. I might as well had them.
There's a legal phrase that comes to mind to describe the NAACP here in St. Louis, and the legal term is they suck.
Okay.
They suck.
I witnessed that in last year. But my question is, was it like that always?
With the one here, or are you talking about the NAACP in...
Okay, here. Let's go here.
All right. Well, let me answer that, and thanks for your call and question.
Okay, Liz.
Jamala, we were talking about this. The organizational... There is an organizational need in the city of St. Louis. There's some great organizations. Mm-hmm. You're part mm-hmm. of some great organizations, but the thing that makes an organization most effective is the ability to, in today's time, is the ability to raise funds and to have funds. And the NAACP here in the city of St. Louis can raise funds. They have access to funds, and they are the most worthless, compromised NAACP, I submit to you, in the United States of America.
And I don't know all of the cases that the other ones have to deal with, but I think that this one has proven to be incompetent and over again. And there's probably some people over the last 30 years that can speak more definitively than I can. But, I think the role of the NAACP has to change across the board. I mean, when they came into existence, it was really to challenge, the constitutional rights. And in some cases, that still needs to be done. But there's also the issues of things that are happening on the ground that people need their assistance about. And it's kind of ironic that sometimes people will call the Organization for Black Struggle around a police, misconduct case or police brutality case and say, well, how did you get this number? The people at the NAACP told us to call you.
Ain't that some stuff?
I'm like, well, they got resources. we like a volunteer organization. So, it's just amazing that, that there's the statue that they once had, they haven't been able to maintain it. And I think it would have been easy to maintain because they already have a legacy nationally, But here, I think when people think of the NAACP, they just start immediately shaking their heads.
And then because they are compromised, they're compromised with such a completeness, it's just mind-boggling. It really is. They are compromised to the bone. That they will not do anything for any people of Africa. I mean, when they throw even something that's safe, like a Rosa Parks celebration, they are so compromised that they only had it for an hour and they had it at Francis Lay's daddy's place and it had more white people up there than it did people of African descent. So that's how compromised they are here in the city.
Yeah, and I think one of the reasons they probably had more white people is because black folks know that Francis Lay has no support of black protest. I mean, that's what, if you're really going to celebrate Rosa Parks, you have to celebrate. She stood up at a time when it was unsafe, unpopular, and she resisted unjust laws. So in St. Louis, when we resist and protest against unjust laws, what has Francis Lay's, response been to that? It's not been one of embracing it and say, really keep up the good work. So, it's just a contradiction that people couldn't tolerate.
And also with the NAACP, you raised that point off the air that Rosa Parks was about protest. Rosa Parks was about speaking truth to power. Rosa Parks was about fearlessness and speaking when things were wrong. When has the NAACP or Francis Lay stood up and spoken to any of those issues? So why would anybody come that understood that? 454-0400 is the phone number. Let me get to this caller. Mac.
Well, good morning. How are you both to you, Miss Brown and your guest?
Good morning.
Good morning. Speaking of justice in this city, I was looking at the East St. Louis Chief, Matthew. They had a jury of 9 women and 3 men. And I would like to know the makeup of that jury. And they drug him through the whole system with his uniform on. Now, this man was only a chief for 21 months. He'd been off to the force this last January, so he'd been gone practically a year. So they didn't only take him as a black man. They took him in his uniform and drug him through the system. The news media did. Each time they showed this man, he was wearing his uniform with handcuffs in front of him. So they was convicting him, really, to post this fact in the paper that I'm concerned about. And another thing I would like to know, and I heard no one speak of this, they speak about the prosecutor, blah, blah, blah. Who and where do these people come from that it's the job of the state to execute these people? Who are these people? Are they a property of the state? Are they just come in and do this job and go home? Or where do these people come from? Answer that, please.
Thanks for your call. Did you hear him ask the question of the person that actually puts the needle in? Is that you think he was asking?
I think that's what he was talking about. I mean, initially I thought it was who signs off on it. But these are people that are employees of the state.
They're not doctors because doctors are ethically precluded through the Hippocratic Oath of putting the needle in to kill.
Yeah, so they're signed by the prison, corrections, department to do this. And they've moved the killing machine from, Missouri State Penitentiary to, Potosi and then to Bon Terre. And, we've gone from the gas chamber to lethal injections, trying to make it more, humane, I guess. But, no, these are employees of the state. And it'd be interesting to find out how they feel about doing this job.
If they would talk.
Yeah.
One last caller here. Yes.
Hi, Liz, and to the guests. I just have one question.
Sure.
I was talking to the mother of Reginald Clemens on a personal note, and she asked me a personal question if I could, you know, in any way help aid and assist with a committee. And I'm a local pastor in the metropolitan area, so coming back from another country and finding more about this case, I didn't realize during my internship, during the Department of Corrections, I counseled with one of the co-defendants, Antonio Richardson.
Mm.
And now 5 years later, this has come back up.
Mm.
I feel compelled to be involved, so I went to this quote-unquote supposed to be leader, and I was just saddened asking for the assistance of trying to come together to help with the advocacy. I was told, as a minister in this metropolitan area, this is a very adversarial case, and that it's very political, and that they advocated on Marlon's behalf, and therefore it was stated that the coalition split, and don't get involved. I mean, if God is telling you to do it, then by all means you have to be obedient, but I'm saying to you, you have to think about your funding, your programs. You have to think about...
Who told you this, Michelle?
People don't know you, but you come forth, and
Michelle,
your organization,
Michelle,
you have to change your whole mission.
Who told you this? Who told you this?
The president of the Clergy Coalition.
Sammy Jones. All right. And I'm not surprised.
I just need some understanding, because I don't mean to bring this forth, because I know my situation has nothing to do with this, but just 4 months ago I was held in captivity.
And Michelle, we only have 10 seconds
here.
And
I feel compelled on this. I just need, why is this case adversarial? And this is a question Vera Thomas and I want to know. Why is this case adversarial?
Thank you. Because it's speaking truth to power.
Mm-hmm. It's challenging the very fundamental racist, you know, foundations that this country was founded on.
When you were born, came into this earth as a person of African descent in America, that was an adversarial statement right there. Jamal, I want to thank you so much.
Thank
Happy
you
holidays
for having
to
Same
you.
To you.
And
Same
we'll be back on a weekly basis
That's
to
correct.
Do this. Thank you so much. One more, the website for Reginald?
www.justiceforreggie.com.
Phone number?
367-5959.
Happy holidays, everybody. I'll be back next Tuesday. Happy everything. Happy everything.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920.